This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's called the fiscal cliff, and it is the big issue after the election. And for the first time after he won, President Obama will address it specifically. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
During his re-election celebration, President Obama hinted at bipartisan cooperation.
You elected us to focus on your jobs, not ours.
He'll speak more directly about his plan this afternoon from the White House East Room. House Speaker John Boehner adds he too has high hopes for solving the debt crisis, but tells ABC,
raising tax rates is unacceptable. And frankly, it couldn't even pass the House.
The president and congressional Democrats want the Bush-era tax cuts to expire for wealthy Americans. There's also no agreement on how to offset automatic spending cuts, half targeting the fence, Dave.
Jared, life is still rough after Sandy for many. Power still out in more than a half million homes and businesses in New York and New Jersey.
No crews, nobody around. No response. You call up, you don't get any answers. It's ridiculous.
He's on Long Island where there's a lot of anger at the utility company. Some people may not get power back till Thanksgiving. Governor Cuomo is among those calling for an investigation. And starting this morning, there is gas rationing there and in New York City.
If you have a license plate that ends in an odd number, then you can get gas however much you need on odd days like today. And what they're trying to do is trying to alleviate some of the pressure, reduce the long lines.
Antoine Lewis with Fox TV affiliate WNYW near a long line outside a station in Queens.
It extends all the way back. We're talking at least a couple of dozen.
The U.S. has warned Iran not to try it again. A failed attempt last week to shoot down an unmanned U.S. drone in the Persian Gulf.
Our aircraft was never in Iranian airspace.
Pentagon spokesman George Little. Iran today says it will deal decisively with any foreign encroachment. And two Afghans who survived a massacre last March will testify today against the U.S. soldier accused of carrying it out, Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. That'll be at a hearing today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, I'm Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, and you're listening to the home of Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Bryan.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The popularity of A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel means big business, and Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says that has included taking steps to protect the university and Manziel.
We've sent out 8 cease and desist letters over the last couple of weeks, working in conjunction with the Manziel family. It's something that we take very seriously, just like we do with the 12th man mark or any of our other trademarks. And so Aggies are our best brand ambassadors. They alert us of these situations, but it's very important that if anyone sees any infringements or potential infringements, to let us know for the benefit of Texas A&M, but then also for the benefit of the student athlete.
Cook says NCAA rules prohibit A&M and private parties from profiting from a player's likeness or exact image. New fire lanes in the Northgate District may cost jobs. Kevin Prejean of Kirsten Distributing asked the College Station City Council last night to delay issuing tickets to drivers of delivery vehicles.
We have CDL drivers that cannot accept citations because they couldn't drive for us anymore if these things would happen. So I would ask the council to review this and to see if we can't come up with a solution.
The council made no decision because state law does not allow action to be taken on a request made during the public comment portion of a meeting. City staff plans to proceed with issuing tickets starting on Monday. With voters keeping Democrats in control of the White House and U.S. Senate, what's next for the Republican leadership in the House? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan plans on doing 2 things.
Is to elevate myself to a more powerful committee. The second thing is I'm going to try to sit down with our leadership and talk about my views about what happened and see if I can get us to assume a slightly different direction as we go forward. I think John Boehner has done a good job given the playing field that he had.
Flores says he would like to meet the House Speaker to address future strategy with Barack Obama and Harry Reid. Several events benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank begin this weekend. Director Teresa Mangapora says the 7th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser gives you the opportunity to leave a minimum donation of $15 and walk away with a handmade ceramic bowl.
It's that simple meal of soup and water in a bowl that you buy. First, the bowl's empty, and then we fill it with some food, but it is a simple food, and it's a reminder of the many people that go hungry locally, but also globally in this world.
Mangapora says they've had to turn people away in 2 specific areas.
It has happened with our mobile food pantry, yes, and as far as our backpack program, we never have enough of those. We're so many more schools want that program and need that program.
Empty Bowls will be in downtown Bryan Saturday from 11 until 2. As Veterans Day approaches, those who have served make up an increasing number of students in the Texas A&M system.
The recent Board of Regents meeting included a presentation by Texas Veterans Commission Executive Director Tom Palladino.
The A&M system has over 6,000 veterans enrolled in 2011 that have used the GI Bill. It's a vast increase just in 2 years, triple almost.
Palladino says military veterans attending Texas colleges and universities receive almost $1 billion in federal funding. At the flagship campus, a center recently opened, serving more than 600 veterans who are enrolled. And A&M continues several Veterans Day programs on Sunday and Monday. On the WTAW.com website, you can read their schedule, along with programs on Sunday at the Bryan VFW and Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 62 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Buppy's Catering is now open on Sunday for their all-new brunch buffet.
Hello, this is Buppy. For 13 years, our restaurant has been serving you great food. We'd like to invite you to try our new Sunday brunch. Every Sunday from 10 to 2, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch favorites. Plus made-to-order omelets, breakfast tacos, waffles, pancakes, and even pasta station. There's no place like Buppy's for the holidays. Let us handle all of your holiday cooking. You can find us at 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
The biggest sale in the history of Hogan's Trucks is happening in November. Hi, this is David, and this is not a sales gimmick. You'll never be able to purchase a zero-turn rider mower from me at a lower price than you can during our November sale. We're celebrating our 28 years in the Brazos Valley with prices so low you'll need to call me for the details. 778-7481. That's 778-7481. Don't let this opportunity pass. Come see us for this great sales event at Hogan's Trucks on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's certainly going to control our weather, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine across the area as we head through today. We're probably going to see temperatures right around 80 to 85 degrees this afternoon. Should be mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will fall back, probably to about 65. Tomorrow we're going to be partly sunny. Highs are probably going to make their way up to about 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Scattered showers possible Sunday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, wrapping up things for high school football this week, for some anyway. A&M men's and women's hoop take the court this weekend, and there's a little old football game we'll probably talk some about here in just a bit. Just a little one, though. Number one against number 15. Well, everybody on the planet's talking about it.
There are other people who might, yeah, decide that they'd...
Yeah, I don't know if everybody on the
everybody
planet's
talking
about
it. Everybody in
Aggieland. Oh, okay. But not the planet, really.
Yeah, not all 6.5 billion or whatever it is.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe 5.6
it's
billion?
Friday, and you guys are going to split hairs on me at 6:13.
For the ones who
it's
know
our
about
it. Job. It's what we're paid to do.
That. So there's a sign on the door of the People's Bank and Trust in Missouri that says you're allowed to bring your concealed firearm in with you.
In the bank?
If you're so inclined.
In the bank?
Yeah. Which is very American.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because then if the robber comes in, someone else might pull a gun.
Well,
on the
and you know, that's an interesting point, and I'm sure that's probably why they allow that, just to know that you may not be the only one packing, kind of deal. So while very American, it doesn't mean that you'd expect the bank president to chase a robber from his bank lobby with his Colt pointing at him.
Attaboy!
Yeah, experts generally don't support this hands-on approach to bank security, but it was effective. The robber, who was unarmed, surrendered.
Oops.
To the bank president. I like that.
That's a man in charge.
Yes. He's a local hero now, as you can imagine.
Oh, I'll bet.
On the front page of the paper. Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
He's there on the Gazette, got his Colt right there in front of him. And
Probably got his thumb hooked into a belt loop going, don't mess with me.
What I want to know is, did he tornado kick him?
Well,
no, he's got a gun. Why would he do that?
Yeah,
just for fun. Yeah. Walker Texas Ranger has a gun.
Well, that's true.
You know,
does he do that anymore, though? I'm not sure.
He does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
So there you go, 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today we celebrate, and this is one of those things that probably was pretty revolutionary. I mean, this caught people's eye from day one. Today is Neon Sign Day.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that being a mind blower.
Yeah, the first neon sign was invented in 1911. And when you consider everything prior to that had been, I guess, you know, a painted board with an incandescent light or lights shining up on it, to actually have the light source within the board itself, pretty cool. And that's, you know, that's how they got the Great White Way. That's, you imagine what Times Square looked like after neon was invented. All right. Anyway, what do we got?
Birthdays.
Oh, yeah, we got some of those.
Vanessa Manillo, excuse me, 32.
Uh-huh.
You may not know who that is. I'm sure you don't.
I have no idea.
Nick Lachey.
They're married, yeah.
I
actually know who that is.
Yep. Okay.
And they got birthdays, right?
Both. Same day. She's 32. He's 39.
That's that Melanie Griffith does that, too. I think, doesn't she have the same birthday?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Lisa, okay. He never has an excuse to forget.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm pretty sure guys don't forget their own birthdays, do they?
No. Yes.
Oh, do they? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't forget my birthday. I just don't remember sometimes how old I am.
Ah, well, that. Okay, that's
well, even
different.
Girls do that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Eric Dane is 40 today. That was McSteamy in Grey's Anatomy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
David Duvall, who was the greatest golfer ever, and then just fell off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho from the WWE is 62. Lou Ferrigno.
How many Canadian wrestlers are there, after all?
A ton.
Oh, are there?
Lots.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, is 61 and a really nice guy.
Okay.
Not to name drop, but I've talked to him a couple times. He's really nice. Yeah. Just want to throw that in there.
Was he like your next door neighbor or something?
No, he wasn't my next door neighbor. We moved out to Saturday.
Well,
so I'm sure you've got something.
Baseball got a couple there. Yeah, Whitey Herzog, he's 81.
Met him too.
Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson played for the Boston Celtics and then also played professional baseball. He's a better baseball player. 77 years old. All right, what do we have for Saturday?
Saturday's birthday, we will start off with Kieran Shipka.
Really?
Yes.
And where at work?
She's the young girl in Mad Men.
Oh, okay.
Josh Peck. From Drake and Josh. If you have a small child, you know who Josh Peck is. The funny thing is, he's 26, and I think he plays about 16 in the show.
There you go.
Miranda Lambert is 29.
Oh, yeah.
Ellen Pompeo. Pompeo, golly, from Grey's Anatomy. Tracy Morgan, 44.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Mackenzie Phillips, who was one of those that I thought had passed, is 53.
Collecting bets, for sure.
Yeah. Sinbad is 56.
Yeah.
Greg Lake, the lake in Emerson,
sure.
Lake and Palmer,
yeah. Yeah.
65. Tim Rice, who wrote lyrics for Evita, Aladdin, Lion King, Jesus Christ Superstar, Joseph and the American Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I could go on.
He does well.
Yeah. Is 68 today. Russell Johnson, 88, and he was the professor from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, my.
Well, he was always my mom's favorite.
There you are. How old is he?
88.
Wow. Golly.
I saw my first episode of Gilligan's Island a couple days ago.
A couple of days ago?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It was the one where this Japanese guy
absconded. Oh, it's like we're going to remember.
It was exciting.
They were all pretty much, I mean, when you think about it,
well,
it
was
an island.
Basically, Gilligan screwed everything up awkwardly accidentally fixed it after everyone else's lives were in jeopardy.
Oh, of course.
And then a few guys hit on Ginger, and that was kind of the plot.
Yeah, that's pretty much the show.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
That's all I got.
Oh, well, let's see. Also, we got the Semper Fi, the U.S. Marines birthday is tomorrow. Dave Goggins, the singer, 65 years old. And the Jack Scalia, if you remember him, the actor. Yeah, he's 62. Hey, while we're talking wrestlers, Bob Orton is 62.
Okay.
We wouldn't want to miss him,
I think,
would
his
we?
Son is wrestling now.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Sunday's birthdays. Mark Sanchez from the New York Jets is 26.
Yeah.
From your very favorite movie of all time, ever and ever and ever, The Little Dinghy.
Uh-huh.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Is 38 today.
Good for him. Good for him. You know, if I had had to pay for some of the Leonardo DiCaprio movies I'd watched, I'd be very angry.
See, what I'm wondering is, why do you say DiCaprio instead of just saying DiCaprio?
Yeah, well, that's a terrible word to use on the radio.
Because he's more genteel than that.
You know,
you're
going to
make fun of his name anyway.
That's true.
I'm about to say something that makes sense.
Yeah.
Carson Kressley from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and he's on Dancing with the Stars all the time, is 43. Calista Flockhart is 48.
And skinny.
Yep.
Just turn sideways and stick her tongue out. She looks like a zipper.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Demi Moore is 50.
Oh, my.
Stanley Tucci's 52.
He's a pretty good actor.
Yes, he is.
He does a lot of stuff.
Fuzzy Zeller, or Zeller, depending on who you talk to.
Whatever happened to him, boy. He had to make that comment about fried chicken.
You talked about Tiger Woods when Tiger Woods was hot, and you kind of disappear.
Yeah.
Barbara Boxer, one of our favorites, I know.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
She's 72.
Agree with her on almost everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
And one of my very favorites of all time, forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Jonathan Winters.
For sure.
With no Jonathan Winters, there's no Robin Williams.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah.
Jonathan Winters, 87 today.
There you go.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I said, well, Americans get the government they want and they deserve, and it pains me to say, America deserved Barack Obama. And that's just a fact. He won. We're a 51-49 nation now, if you ask me. You know, I think people 4 years ago, I might give people a pass. They didn't want to listen to dumb old Sean Hannity, that he was radical and all these things. And I don't think there's any excuse anymore. He's not the blank canvas that he was back in 2007 and 2008. Then you could draw whatever picture you wanted of him, but not this time. He has a record we could have judged him on, and the majority of the American people, just over 50%, looked at the record, decided they wanted more of the same. And I said, well, all right, America wants Barack Obama for 4 more years. You got him. Good luck with that.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fiscal cliff cannot be ignored. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Pressure is building in Washington for lawmakers and the White House to figure out a way to deal with the fiscal cliff. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office issued a report on how the tax hikes and spending cuts scheduled to kick in at the start of 2013 would send the economy back into recession. A couple of mergers are in the works in the tech sector this morning. Priceline.com is making an acquisition. The online travel agency agreed to buy Kayak Software for nearly $2 billion. Kayak runs a travel search engine. And Cray announced it agreed to acquire the Silicon Valley company Appro International. That's a deal valued at around $25 million. Check your cupboard if you have any Nesquik chocolate powder on hand. Nestle is recalling canisters of the product with a best buy date of October 2014. An ingredient from a supplier may be contaminated with salmonella. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed this hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power. Investigation. Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central. Thursdays on NBC.
WSJ Wine from the Wall Street Journal gives you a regular supply of great wines, quality and value guaranteed. With this special introduction to their Discovery Club, you'll save $160 on 15 world-class wines and enjoy gold medal winners from Bordeaux, Tuscany, and beyond, all for just $69.99 plus shipping and tax, and with a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now at wsjwine.com/radio.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop ruraltepecans.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com. Kind of breezy today. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Pretty much that way yesterday. It was kind of airy out there. But high will be 83. Tonight around 63. We'll be in the 80s again on Saturday and on Sunday, which is Veterans Day. And then Sunday night is 60% chance of some showers, and it'll cool down a little bit. And so our high on Monday and Tuesday will only be in the middle 60s. By the way, just kind of a peek ahead, it looks like Monday night we're looking at a low of 38. So with the wind shift, it'll be a little chillier. But dang, again, it's the first third of November. Ought to be colder than that sometime. Southeast winds right now at 6. Relative humidity is 94%. Again, mostly cloudy skies. We have 64 degrees.
Did you know that lobsters are like bullies of the animal kingdom, and that elephants make good impressionists? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Animals can sometimes be just plain rude. For example, lobsters often act like mobsters.
To become the dominant alpha male in a lobster community is kind of every male lobster's obsession, and they fight constantly to achieve this.
Animal behavior expert Augustus Brown, author of the book Why Pandas Do Handstands.
And once a lobster's kind of achieved this sort of kingpin status, he spends each night reminding all the other lobsters in his community who's the boss. And he does this by throwing them out of their homes and beating them up. Curiously, females are very, very strongly attracted to this and congregate around the male's home after he's finished his violent night's work.
Being a wasp or a honeybee is no picnic. Why?
The queen bee's authority is absolute. She is the only one who is allowed to lay female eggs. And the punishment for breaking this law is severe. If a worker honeybee, for instance, comes across a stray egg, it'll conduct a thorough investigation. And if these bees decide that it hasn't been laid by the queen, it will eat the egg up. Wasps are even tougher on transgressors. If they discover female members of their nest laying their own eggs, they immediately form a gang of vigilantes, grab the criminal, and deliver a series of painful stings that usually kill them.
Not all animal behavior is so harsh. Prairie dogs, it's been discovered, love to gossip, and elephants are great mimics.
They can imp- impersonate all sorts of sounds, and a bunch of elephants in India were discovered impersonating perfectly the sound of passing trucks.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Doctors Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Improvements in the Northgate District have included new fire lanes. What city staff called loose enforcement in the past ends on Monday when tickets will be issued. One businessman says that will cause trouble in the delivery of food and beverages to restaurants and bars. The College Station City Council was asked last night by Kevin Prejean of Kirsten Distributing to postpone enforcement.
On any given day or time, we could be there two and three times a day, and we have to have access to an area that provides us with a safe area to do our business and our work, and for the safety of other people.
Because the request was made during the public comment portion of the meeting, state law prohibited the council from taking action. The nickname Johnny Football, referring to A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, has become so popular that the university has sent 8 cease and desist orders to stop producing merchandise. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the Manziel family has also hired lawyers.
Everyone knows about our measures that we take with the 12th man, and we'll certainly be very aggressive in protecting our student athletes and their images and likeness, not only for the institution's sakes, but also for their as well.
And just in time for the final 2 home football games, Cook says an authentic Manziel number 2 jersey will be available for sale next week.
It's an exciting time for Texas A&M, and it's one thing to be on the national stage each and every week as part of the Southeastern Conference, but to also have a student athlete like Johnny Manziel.
Cook says there's been a double-digit growth in merchandise revenue in the last 3 months. The Brazos Valley Food Bank hasn't had the donations to keep up in 2 of its programs. Director Teresa Mungapura says they've had to turn away those appearing at mobile food pantries, and there's not enough food to fill school backpacks.
Those are the hard things. Those are the questions that when you ask me that, then I'll think about it for the rest of the night, and I won't be able to sleep tonight because it makes me feel sad to think about that we aren't doing as much as we need to.
The first of several food bank fundraisers is Saturday's Empty Bowls event in downtown Bryan, where you can get a homemade ceramic bowl for a minimum $15 donation.
There's been a lot more individual potters and artists that have gotten involved, like MSC Fish is a student group at A&M, and this will be their 2nd year, but we've got Girl Scout troops, so it's really grown and moved in a lot of different ways.
The 7th annual event is Saturday from 11 until 2. While the leadership in Washington remains the same with the results of this week's election, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan plans to get more involved with what's happening in the U.S. House and Speaker John Boehner.
A lot of people don't like him, but if you were to put yourself in his shoes and say, okay, you're now the Speaker of the House, you've got to deal with Harry Reid, you've got to deal with Barack Obama, and at the same time, you can't have chaos coming out of Washington. I think he did a good job of that. Now, did he make all perfect decisions? No. He's just like the rest of us as humans. He did. But I would like to try to have, hopefully, by sitting down and having an audience with him, you know, give my input on ways I think we might be able to do this slightly better than the way he did.
Flores says he's also interested in elevating himself to a more powerful position in the House. There are a variety of Veterans Day programs on Sunday and Monday in Bryan and College Station.
At the Bryan VFW, Sunday morning at 11, veterans organizations will gather for a public program featuring Congressman Bill Flores. Sunday afternoon at 4, there's another observance at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial at Veterans Park. And at A&M, there are several functions, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. The A&M student body includes more than 600 veterans. Tom Palladino, the Texas Veterans Commission, told the Board of Regents last week that enrollment has nearly tripled the last 2 years at system schools.
You're the most important system in Texas, and so now we're going to go to the other schools and go talk to them, too, just to make sure that everybody from top to bottom knows the issues and if there's any way to improve the services that we can.
A&M students who are veterans now have a center that deals with their military education benefits. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two traffic advisories are out for motorists in Brazos County starting today. The Texas Department of Transportation says in Bryan, the intersection of Briarcrest and East 29th will be partially closed through the weekend. Go to WTAW.com's website to get details. And today marks the start of expanding the last stretch of Highway 21 in Brazos County to four lanes. Construction between FM 974 to Democrat Road is expected to last through the summer of 2014. TxDOT has no plans to continue the divided highway into Madison County. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 62 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
It's harvest time at Rural Tupacon Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tupacon or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tupacon's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop RuralTupacons.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 7752-WAY.
High pressure, we're certainly going to see that over the next 48 hours as we head into the Veterans Day weekend. Does look like, though, by the time we get to Sunday, we could be dealing with clouds and some beneficial showers across the region. For today, I think we're probably going to end up with a lot of sunshine. Temperatures will be about 80 to 85 later this afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight, 65. Clouds give way to partial sun tomorrow, 80. Scattered shower Sunday. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I do expect it'll be a close ball game.
And that was the
the play-by-play guy, sorry, for Alabama. His name is Eli Gold.
Yes,
and
he is. He's done that a long time.
Yes, he has, as a matter of fact. And he's really excited about the game. We'll find out more about that coming up in a bit. Also, A&M men's and women's basketball takes the court tonight. We'll share that coming up in high school football, too.
All right. There you go. And again, it's, you know, much like when they played LSU. If things go the Aggies' way and they win, I mean, that would be obviously the biggest win, in, I believe, in A&M athletic history.
More than likely.
And, you know, and if they don't win, you just, you know, you want them to show well, which is what they did certainly against LSU. So we'll
see. If they play them to within 10, there's no such thing as a moral victory, but as a fan, that'd be I'd find that as a moral victory.
Yeah, well, I would think that you could feel pretty good. Yeah. Get themselves a nice bowl bid, do okay. All right, let's see what's going on here. Did you hear this story this morning on the Wall Street Journal report about the lady who had twins and she named them Barack Obama and Mitt Romney?
No.
Yeah, she really did. I'm going to see if I can find it. The thing is...
Oh, man.
Well, I know.
Why did she do that?
Well, that's kind of the way I feel about that. But... she said she wanted to always remember the election.
Who wants to? What?
Well,
I want to forget it as fast as I can.
Well, what if in an interesting juxtaposition, like the one she voted for doesn't end up being her favorite kid?
Well, and here, she didn't vote. It's in Kenya.
Oh.
Now,
well, she's a foreigner. Okay.
But here's the deal. I mean, she's going to have a son running around named Mitt Romney in Kenya? I mean, that's as weird as having Barack Obama in U.S. America, right? But in order to remember the day of the vote, firstborn son was named Barack and Mitt came in second, just like happened in the election. According to the New York Times, at least 43 children in the Obama family's Kenyan province were named for Barack and Michelle Obama in the week after the 08 presidential election. I could see that probably would happen. But nonetheless, that poor kid who's named Mitt, who's living over in Kenya, people are going to go, what kind of name is that? Huh? All right, let's see what else. Among the other things that happened with Barack Obama's win in the Tuesday election is that Mitt Romney, whose Secret Service code name was Javelin. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, he'll no longer be entitled to that. Secret Service is authorized by law to protect major party presidential candidates beginning 120 days before the general election, but the statute doesn't say when that protection should cease. It appears that the service itself makes that choice on a case-by-case basis. Historically, agents have stuck with their defeated challenger for about a week after the election. If the incumbent loses, he's entitled to protection for 10 years as a former president. By some estimates, it costs the government about $40,000 a day to ensure the safety of a presidential candidate. So, there you go.
Holy mackerel, $40K?
Yep. The expense became an issue earlier this year when Nudie Poo continued to travel with a Secret Service detail long after he had stopped actively campaigning. He liked the attention. Guys walking around with earpieces and stuff like that, talking into their cufflinks. But anyhow. The Romney campaign officially conceded Florida to Barack Obama 40 hours after the state's polls had closed. The president will address the nation today a little bit after noon about the coming problems. A story came out that in fact, it was Mitt Romney who said it's over. That's the end. They apparently had three airplanes ready to take staff who had already packed their bags out on election night to wake up the next morning in the battleground states or states where the votes were too close to count. But he, in fact, called off the recount fight before it ever began, which, again, kind of speaks to the guy that he is.
Well, and they'd said that they didn't think there'd be much of that from him.
Yeah. And they were angry because everybody had called Ohio early and they were disputing that. They didn't want to concede and then have to pull the concession back the way that Al Gore did. But in fact, he said, no, that's it. It's done. So anyway, yeah, I think that kind of speaks to who he is. Okay, so now, is is John Boehner in favor of taxes or not in favor of taxes?
That is a great question, because I don't think John Boehner knows.
No, I don't think he does either. And I think that's probably what Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate, was trying to explain to him is, you don't know what you're talking about, boy. See, what happened was McConnell, in a statement sent to Breitbart News, was really not too friendly. It was kind of a conciliatory sound of what Boehner had said, but here's the quote. He said in part, "This election was a disappointment." This is Mitch McConnell, without a doubt. "But let's be clear about something. The House is still run by the Republicans, and the Republicans still maintain a robust minority in the Senate. I know some people out there think Tuesday's results mean Republicans in Washington are now going to roll over and agree to Democrat demands that we hike tax rates before the end of the year." He says, "I'm here to tell you there is no truth to that notion whatsoever." Well, see, in an interview with ABC's Diane Sawyer, House Speaker John Boehner called Obamacare, quote, "the law of the land," and asked if it was the Republican Party was still on a mission to repeal the president's legislation. He said, quote, "I think the election changes that. It's pretty clear that the president was reelected." A few hours later, the spokesperson for the Boehner office backed away from those statements, telling news outlets that House Republicans are still committed to repealing the entire law. Wait a minute.
I didn't mean it.
I know it sounded like I said that. I know my lips were moving and the sound was coming out of my mouth, but no. So, okay. See how that works out.
He's a clod.
Yeah, well, you know, and again, you know, Bill Flores likes him, and Bill was in support of him. But it has been, I'm sure it's been a difficult situation, but it's not going to get any easier, that's for sure. And I'm not exactly sure who the guy is or gal is who should be taking care of that. Okay, here we go, the 2016. That's right. The 2016 presidential race already underway.
One day.
Are you serious?
One day.
Marco Rubio heading to Iowa. Going to be there this weekend to talk. And,
oh,
you know.
Good heavens.
Rick Perry has already been up there. He was up there last week.
Not again.
Yeah, he was. You might remember a rep named Paul Braun. He's from Georgia. He's a Republican. Medical doctor. Told a church group back in September that evolution and other scientific theories were, quote, lies straight from the pit of hell. His quote. He ran unopposed in his district, and he got 17,000 votes, but there was a late write-in campaign for a candidate who received 4,000. Charles Darwin. Yeah.
That's clever.
Hey, and you know, speaking of Mitch McConnell, how would this sound? Kentucky Democrat Senator Ashley Judd.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Judd's name apparently being tossed around a little bit as a possible challenger for Mitch McConnell in 2014. So
Dario can't race forever.
That's right. Of course, she doesn't need the money. Nope. That's, you know, doing okay there. But, all right, see how that works out. If so, you heard it maybe here first.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind, just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 10th, it's bit selection for horse owners. Selecting the right bit for the task and ensuring a proper fit can make a big difference. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Fall is the best time for planting new shade trees, and I'm going to outline steps to success in the hopes that you'll bring a new tree into your surroundings this fall. By planting it now, you'll not only get a well-matured specimen that has been growing steadily all summer long at the nursery, but you'll also give it 6 months or more to get established before next summer's beastly weather. Fall tree planting guidelines right after this message. This is absolutely the last call. This offer will not be extended. You must call now if you want to get the lowest price ever on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. Now, you're going to save more than 38% by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. The calendar alone has more than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It prints soon. It prints within hours. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful. So don't delay. Call immediately. This offer will not be extended. $36.95. The full year of the magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information. 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4766. If you're planting a tree this fall, start with a quality species. There's no point in buying a dog. The best large shade trees for much of Texas include Schumard red oak, live oak, chinkapin oak, burr oak, pecan, cedar elm, and Chinese pistachio. Six of those seven are native to Texas. Chinese pistachio is the one non-native, of course, and it is well adapted. But whatever you do, avoid the fast-growing trees. To a tree, each one of the fast growers has at least one fatal flaw that will keep its life expectancy at just 10 or 15 years. You deserve better. These top-quality shade trees I mentioned will grow two-thirds as quickly as the speed burners, but the last 10 or 20 times longer, with far fewer problems in the meantime. Once you've decided on a species, buy a healthy, vigorous specimen of that species. Cheap trees are no bargain if they're not doing well. Whenever you can, buy a tree that's been grown in a container. It'll have all of its roots intact, so it'll hardly know it's been moved. You'll find containers as large as 200, even 300 gallons with trees that are 15 to 18 feet tall. However, you may also find a bald and burlap tree to your liking. That's the way that you get clumps, for example. We can't create what God has made in terms of clump live oaks or red oaks. You need to buy those bald and burlapped. Transport your plant home carefully if you're moving it yourself. Pad the trunk so it doesn't rub, and protect the foliage and the buds by wrapping it in an old sheet as you drive it away from the nursery. Always carry the tree by that soil bowl, not by the trunk, and plant it as soon as you get it home from the nursery. Dig the new tree's planting hole no deeper than necessary to accommodate the soil bowl, but dig it twice as wide as necessary. If you dig it too deeply, the tree will settle and end up sinking, and a tree that is planted below the original grade is doomed. Prune errant branches at the time of planting. If it's a bald and burlap tree that's been dug with some loss of roots, you may want to thin it and take as much as 30 or 40% of the top growth away just to compensate for the root loss, but don't top the tree. Oh, and do you have a tree delivered, planted, and guaranteed? Well, yes, you do. If it offers any kind of help to you, if it's more than wrist size in diameter, you probably ought to have a pro help you. The guarantee is good if it's a bald and burlap tree, and the bigger the investment, the more important the guarantee is. But have it planted. They'll know how to do it right. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. This is the last Friday for some football teams in the Brazos Valley. Some, like Consol and Navasota, know their fate, and some don't. Here's the rundown of high school football action this week with Zach Taylor.
Starting off things in Navasota tonight, the number one ranked Rattlers will host district rival Taylor at 7:30. Navasota's already clinched a playoff spot, but to keep their perfect season intact, they will have to get past an up-and-coming 4-5 Ducks team.
I think Coach Purser, of course, you're talking about a new coaching staff over there. You know, they're picked at the beginning of the year to finish fourth in a five-team district. And I think he's done an outstanding job. I mean, nobody thought he was going to beat a Rockdale or beat a Madisonville. He did both of those deals. He's in the playoffs. And what's even more important in his first year, he's got a chance, if he comes to our place tonight and beats us, get a share of a district championship.
Kickoff is set for 7:30. Tune in to listen to the pregame show at 7 and then stick around. but listen to All the Game on Navasota News 1550. And Brian, the 2-7 Vikings play host to 4-5 College Park. Brian may be officially out of the playoff race, but Coach Ross Rogers knows that a win tonight over the Cavaliers would be something for the team to build on.
They came back with a new quarterback this year, but expected to be a factor in the district. Like several of rest of us, did not get a victory over Consolidated, Lufkin, or the Woodlands. But they did beat Conroe, and now if they beat us, they'll be a playoff team again with about a 5-5 record. I think they were 3-1 coming into the district, and now they're 1-4. So we haven't had a good outing here that we'd like to be proud of. And so, you know, we've kind of pushed that the last couple of weeks, having an open week that be great for our seniors to have a win to go out on and for us to go into offseason with.
Kickoff for that game is set for 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. You can catch the Ross Rogers pregame show and all the action on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone starting at 7 o'clock. And rounding out area play tonight, 5-4 St. Joseph's will host crosstown rival Brazos Christian at 7:30. Some teams who have already finished their regular season. Rudder High wrapped things up last week with a 28-14 loss to Montgomery. The Rangers finished the year at 3-7 overall and 3-5 in district. A&M Consolidated also played its final regular season game last Friday. The Tigers defeated Conroe 51-14 to go to 8-2 on the year and take at least a share of the district title. Consol will go into the state playoffs as the league's top seed in the Class 5A Division II bracket. And that has been your Friday football report. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Find out more, go to BrazosFootball.com. And while we're talking high school, 3A Region 3 volleyball tonight, College Station, their very first season. They're in the playoffs, and they take on number 5 Tarkington at Viking Jim and Bryan at 6 o'clock. Now, the hype entering Saturday's game between top-ranked Alabama and number 15 Texas A&M revolves around the Crimson Tide dominant defense and, of course, the prolific Aggie offense run by Johnny Football. But that only tells part of the story. It overshadows Alabama's quarterback A.J. McCarron and Texas A&M defensive end DeMontre Moore. McCarron, Heisman Trophy candidate, hadn't thrown an interception the entire year. Moore is second in the nation in tackles for loss and tied for second in sacks. Now, I got a chance to sit down with a play-by-play guy for Alabama. Having been with Bama for almost 30 years, he's seen a ton of SEC football. His name's Eli Gold, and he thinks this is going to be one heck of a football game.
I do expect it'll be a close ball game when you look at what you guys have done this year. The Florida game was close. Let's throw out Arkansas because, God bless them, they've had, you know, a tough year. The Ole Miss game was a close win. The LSU game was, what, 5 or 6 points? And I like Bama at home, and I think Alabama's overall depth might help win out down the stretch. But it's going to be a great game. There's no doubt about it.
Don't miss a second of the Aggie football action starting here at 2:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Not just football this weekend, though. We crank things up with Fighting Texas Aggie basketball in their season opener at Reed this Friday. La Tech, and they're playing La Tech. Coach Kennedy expects some similarity from what they've seen already in the preseason.
They play really fast. They shoot a lot of threes. We'll have to defend a three-point line, and they play small. So it's playing like Incarnate Word, but probably with another level of player. So we'll have to be a little more disciplined offensively and do a better job of containing them defensively. They play up-tempo, and they press. They change defenses, and early in the year it presents some challenges that you usually don't see this early.
Aggies tip it off at Reed tonight at 8 o'clock. Number 15 A&M is on the road to number 9 Louisville tonight. The Aggie women have a new larger look, and it will be a little different than what we've seen in the past. Coach Blair explains how this is going to affect the ladies.
It's dependent on practice, not on our inside kids scoring, because they're scoring in practice. They scored an exhibition game. But can we make the right reads, and can we knock down a few outside shots to clear them up on the inside?
Tip off 6 o'clock tonight in Louisville. In the NFL last night, Andrew Luck ran for 2 touchdowns as Indianapolis beat Jacksonville 27-10. The Colts improved to 6-3 in their 4th straight win. Jags dropped to 1-8 and have lost 6 in a row. And finally, in the NCAA action last night, number 8 Florida State nipped Va Tech 28-22. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, folks, have been depending on Classic Collision and Restoration to do the kind of work that nobody else in town can do, that is restoring vehicles, either to stock the way that they were when they rolled off the assembly line or maybe putting their own touches on it. So it just makes sense that if that kind of work can be done, if restoration work can be done, taking care of everyday drivers that get into accidents is something that certainly is part of the stock and trade at Classic Collision Restoration. Doug is a real stickler when it comes to detail, and that's what you want. You want fit and finish. If your car's been in an accident, you want to make sure it looks just like new. He makes sure that color matches up just right. And, of course, they do a top-notch body repair. You know, he's got folks who have been working with him longer than he's been in the business, and he's been in it for a while. Also, remember this. Classic Collision Restoration can do work on the inside of your vehicle as well. In fact, they've got an upholstery shop back behind where the body shop is. A lot of people look to install leather seats in their car. If you want to change over to leather, they can do that for you. They'll install a new headliner for you. Maybe new carpet is the answer, or a convertible top. And not only cars, they'll do any kind of work in RVs, boats, any of that kind of stuff.
The Wisconsin-Madison has worked extensively in developing countries to link crop breeding with improved human nutrition and welfare. A free reception will follow the event. That's Tuesday, November 13th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library Center. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Hey, here's the weather. Going to be breezy today. 83 for a high, 63 tonight. About the same thing for Saturday, and a front comes through Monday, on Sunday. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's a lot of anger where Sandy hit hardest. A half million homes and businesses still in the dark in New Jersey and New York.
I doubt that LIPR even knows where the downlines or poles are because there hasn't been anyone around to look.
He's on Long Island where there are calls for investigations into that utility company. There are still long lines for gas, so rationing starts today in New York City, too. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live outside a station in Queens.
For the first time since the 1970s, New York City and Long Island are rationing gas ordered by Mayor Bloomberg. But the gas lines here are still long this morning. License plates ending in odd numbers today getting their turn at the pumps. At the station across the road, the now all too familiar and unwelcome spray-painted sign announcing no gas. More than a quarter of the city's gas stations remain closed. Some have no power. Some are having trouble resupplying. Dave?
Now, Courtney, after two straight post-election sell-offs on Wall Street, President Obama will speak out later today on the so-called fiscal cliff. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
If both the Bush era tax cuts expire and deep spending cuts take hold January 1st, the Congressional Budget Office warns unemployment could shoot back up above 9%. But House Speaker John Boehner is drawing a line in the sand, telling ABC,
raising taxes on small business people is the wrong prescription given where our economy is.
By President Obama and congressional Democrats are calling for the Bush-era tax cuts to expire for higher-income Americans. The two sides have 7 weeks to figure it out, Dave.
Jared, Iran is warning it'll defend itself from any foreign encroachment. This after the U.S. warned Iran not to try again what happened last week, intercepting and trying to shoot down a U.S. drone aircraft in international airspace.
We have a wide range of options to protect our assets and our forces in the region, and we'll do so when necessary.
Pentagon spokesman George Little. 7 Navy SEALs have been reprimanded for disclosing classified info working with the producers of a Medal of Honor video game. One of the SEALs was part of the mission that took out Osama bin Laden. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
The traits that would make a great Comfort Keeper would be caring, compassionate, dependable, loving, someone who just really loves serving others. Well, I believe that you can only lead from the front. When I started Comfort Keepers, I went and got my nurse's aide certification just so I could really understand what it took to provide the best quality of care. I expect the best out of my people, and I would provide no less. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
All new. Confessions so shocking, they'll have you say, "That's awkward." They're revealing it all.
I have an itchy butt. My boobs sweat.
And nothing is off limits.
People fart from their butts.
Yes.
I fart from my...
Questions you're too embarrassed to ask your doctor answered. Plus, before you flush, are your pee and poop normal?
These are clues to you what's going on.
Why one look could save your life.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KAGS HD. Title IX, the historic law balancing sports and education, passed 40 years ago.
Of course, it applies to more than just sports opportunities. It really broke down the barriers for women and girls in education.
It created opportunities, but some athletes say it shaped character.
It teaches our kids discipline. It teaches our kids that hard work pays off. It teaches them to set goals.
Tonight, KXHD News reporter Chris Vallejos shows how current and former athletes have been affected by the 40-year-old law.
November in Texas. Warm, cold, who knows? So to be on the safe side, locally owned Rattlers Convenience Stores has specials for any temperature. Start your day off with any size coffee or cappuccino for only 69 cents. Or pick up a Rattlers in-store coupon for $1 off Advanced Pierre breakfast and lunch sandwiches. Of course, after a hard day's work, grab a 20-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors Family of Beer for only $16.99 at participating locations. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
People of Earth! People of Earth!
What are you doing?
Addressing the people of Earth?
Not in that voice, you're not.
I need to tell them Exceed High-Speed Internet now gives them 5 hours of free uploads and downloads after midnight.
Use your Earthling voice. You don't want to start a panic.
Exceed High-Speed Internet for all mankind.
Happy now, Space Weenie?
I am. Call 1-888-915-9515 or visit exede.com. Not available in all areas.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hartgrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The popularity of A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel means big business, and Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says that has included taking steps to protect the university and Manziel.
We've sent out 8 cease and desist letters over the last couple of weeks, working in conjunction with the Manziel family. It's something that we take very seriously, just like we do with the 12th man mark or any of our other trademarks. And Aggies are our best brand ambassadors. They alert us of these situations. But it's very important that if anyone sees any infringements or potential infringements, to let us know for the benefit of Texas A&M, but then also for the benefit of the student athlete.
Cook says NCAA rules prohibit A&M and private parties from profiting from a player's likeness or exact image. New fire lanes in the Northgate District may cost jobs. Kevin Prejean of Kirsten Distributing asked the College Station City Council last night to delay issuing tickets to drivers of delivery vehicles.
We have CDL drivers that cannot accept citations because they couldn't drive for us anymore if these things would happen. So I would ask the council to review this and to see if we can't come up with a solution.
The council made no decision because state law does not allow action to be taken on a request made during the public comment portion of a meeting. City staff plans to proceed with issuing tickets starting on Monday. With voters keeping Democrats in control of the White House and U.S. Senate, what's next for Republican leadership in the House? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan plans on doing 2 things.
Is to elevate myself to a more powerful committee. The second thing is I'm going to try to sit down with our leadership and talk about my views about what happened and see if I can get us to assume a slightly different direction as we go forward. I think John Boehner has done a good job given the playing field that he had.
Flores says he would like to meet the House Speaker to address future strategy with Barack Obama and Harry Reid. The Texas Department of Transportation office in Bryan has 2 advisories affecting motorists in Brazos County beginning today. One involves the continued expansion of Highway 21 east of Bryan from Democrat Road to FM 974. When completed in the summer of 2014, this will make Highway 21 4 lanes across Brazos County. There are no plans to finish the divided highway to Madisonville. And the second advisory is in Bryan, where the intersection of East 29th and Briarcrest will be partially closed from tonight at 6:30 until Monday morning at 6:30. Details are available online at WTAW.com. Several events benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank begin this weekend. Director Teresa Mangapora says the 7th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser gives you the opportunity to leave a minimum donation of $15 and walk away with a handmade ceramic bowl.
It's that simple meal of soup and water in a bowl that you buy. First, the bowl's empty, and then we fill it with some food, but it is a simple food, and it's a reminder of the many people that go hungry locally, but also globally in this world.
Mangapora says they've had to turn people away in two specific areas.
It has happened with our mobile food pantry, yes, and as far as our backpack program, we never have enough of those. We're so many more schools want that program and need that program.
Empty Bowls will be in downtown Bryan Saturday from 11 until 2. As Veterans Day approaches, those who have served make up an increasing number of students in the Texas A&M system.
The recent Board of Regents meeting included a presentation by Texas Veterans Commission Executive Director Tom Palladino.
The A&M system has over 6,000 veterans enrolled in 2011 that have used the GI Bill. It's a vast increase just in 2 years, triple almost.
Palladino says military veterans attending Texas colleges and universities receive almost $1 billion in federal funding. At the flagship campus, a center recently opened, serving more than 600 veterans who are enrolled. And A&M continues several Veterans Day programs on Sunday and Monday. On the WTAW.com website, you can read their schedule, along with programs on Sunday at the Bryan VFW and Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure is certainly going to control our weather, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine across the area as we head through today. We're probably going to see temperatures right around 80 to 85 degrees this afternoon. Should be mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will fall back, probably to about 65. Tomorrow we're going to be partly sunny. Highs are probably going to make their way up to about 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Scattered showers possible Sunday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Some high school football programs coming to an end. We'll get to more of that with your sports. Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Well, also, the season.
Yeah.
Don't shock anybody, yeah? Yeah, right.
Somebody just coughed into their coffee.
Yeah. Sorry. Aggie football also coming up. NCAA game last night in the NFL, too.
What was the NCAA game last night?
Flow State and Vatek.
Yeah. Okay. How'd that end? Because I watched a little bit of that.
One team won, one team lost.
I remember that. Sneaky, I remember sneaky. That. That was interesting that the team that won Yeah.
The ranked team won. Okay.
There you go. Hey, Nestle's, I don't know if you heard this on the Wall Street Journal this morning, Nestle's has recalled some canisters of Nesquik, if you're a Nesquik person.
If it had the date of October 24th.
Yeah, what it'll have on it is Wreck-It Ralph. You know, they'll be it'll be plugging the Disney movie on the side of the container, and the words "Be a Hero" across the bottom. Either dump it out or take it back and get a refund. But that, yeah, that's not good. Salmonella.
Suppose, or they might have salmonella.
I'm not sure. So you hear this story last month broke a nearly decade-long winning streak for McDonald's. Apparently, same-store sales fell 2.2%. This is the first time since 2003 that's happened.
Really?
Yep. The company blaming modest consumer demand.
That's a nice way to say people ain't coming.
That's exactly right. Let's come up with a way to say that. And also increased competition from Wendy's, Burger King, and Taco Bell, all of which have managed to revitalize their menu and brand identities.
Taco Bell's got new desserts.
They do breakfast now as well. Is
and it's
correct?
Actually pretty good, and the desserts look good, but I haven't tried any.
I got you. Well, yeah, and, got refried beans in them?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. But instead of the stupid cinnamon stick thingies, now they've actually got churros.
Oh, okay. Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting is, you know, all these other people taking shots at the big guys, and they come out with these, you know, portobello chicken bacon mushroom whatever, or portobello is a mushroom type sandwiches.
We were gonna let you say what you wanted.
That's right.
Okay.
For a limited time only, and McDonald's really doesn't do a whole lot of that. Now, of course, we know they have their pork bologna that they do for a limited time, but
otherwise known as the McRib.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of a different marketing approach by all those other folks, because they do come up with some things, and you know, they're able to kind of drive people to their stores for a limited time to try out whatever it happens to be, and see how McDonald's decides to do that. I'm sure they're not going to panic, but still, the sales drop was expected. Analysts have been urging investors to sell the stock for months. The shares had fallen to about $86, down from a high of 101 in February. Yeah, that's not good. So to try to halt the decline, the company is focusing on promoting its dollar menu after its more expensive extra value menu fell flat. Well, you don't want to go in there and spend $7? Really?
Wait, you can
in there and do that?
Eat something else?
Yeah.
You want to know some trivia that's probably not very important trivia?
Well, you know, tell
that's
me
amusing,
what...
amusing, nevertheless.
Me, tell me what trivia is important, else it wouldn't be called trivia, right?
Well...
Let me give you some important trivia. Really? That's important trivia.
No,
oh.
This is unimportant trivia.
Okay, I understand.
This would be trivial trivia.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, so you know how we call it McDonald's?
McDonald's, yeah.
Well, most people call it McDonald's.
Okay, right.
But in all my friends in England say McDonald's. They pronounce it, it has a...
Oh, it's like that aluminium thing.
Yeah.
They don't know how to pronounce it.
What at the McDonald's, or McDonald's, they... pronounce it differently.
Well, is that just to make the Scottish people mad? Because, I mean, McDonald's is a very, very common name.
Yeah. It is a common name. And, you know, we call it Mickey D's. They call it Mackey D's instead.
Really?
Yep. Just thought you would,
not
that you cared.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. They talk funny. They're different over there. that's for sure. So now, you know, we've been talking about PSY because you just can't get enough PSY with Gangnam Style, right?
Hey,
did I say
you got it
right?
Well,
hey.
We're going to have to.
It took
give you
a week,
try.
But that's by right. God, you
or,
got it.
Or more than that.
Have
yeah,
you been trying every day to say
I
it?
Have.
That's
I,
why you keep bringing
I
it up?
No, because here's the deal. You know, he can't get number one on the charts, but he apparently has set a record for the most views in YouTube history.
I believe it.
I mean, it says here, 5 million likes out there.
Even more than the Techno Viking?
I don't even know what that is, but I'm just telling you. That's
just Google Techno Viking.
Oh, I'm just,
or YouTube it, I should say.
Okay, I'll
let's
get
just
right
mix
on
our
that.
Mix
yeah,
our.
I'll just get right on. But anyway, so if you haven't seen that, you know, you're just 9-year-old Ukrainian boy is a big headache to his parents. He has spent his entire life savings, thank you.
I just had to get a little in.
His entire life savings on candy. We are talking $1,000.
I saw this story the other day.
What is that about?
Say no.
Yeah, that, but
no, he stole it.
Yeah, he did. He stole the money. I'm saying his life savings is their life savings.
Oh.
$4,000 in candy. They
he shared
them. Dollars.
They
yeah, well,
notice?
Great. So, and what would he do? He invited his friends over.
He took it. He was stealing money from out of the couch, and he would go buy candy and like drop it off to the kids in school and stuff like that.
They keep their life savings in the couch.
$4,000 of it anyway.
Is this over a long period, or was it? He just
I don't know.
Consider it's the Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? Not exactly
no,
sure how many there could be.
No, we don't know what you're saying, Scott. No, why don't you elaborate?
That was
and offend some of our listeners.
Okay, no, I didn't say that. That was Kevin that said that.
That's true.
Hey, you know, don't.
But thanks for putting it off on him.
Okay, yeah. Don't we tell you every year to vote?
Yes.
Every vote counts,
yes.
Right? Because it actually could make a difference.
Yes.
Walton, Kentucky, most definitely held true on Tuesday. Rob McDonald, no kin to all these other burger people, ended up tying Olivia Ballou for the last seat on the Cincinnati City Council. Tally was 669 to 669. Here's the kicker. Guess who didn't vote? Rob's wife.
Ooh.
Turns out she works nights. She's also going to school and she's raising the three kids. She woke up 10 minutes before the polls closed.
Oh.
And he told her not to worry about voting. What's one vote, right?
Oh,
I mean, at least he said that to her. At least he let her off the hook. Well, he was wrong. You never think it'll come down to one vote, but I'm here to tell you that it does.
Oh.
He's not blaming her. Noting that she worked the extra hours, and before you ask, absentee voting was not an option. Now McDonald will rely on a coin toss to determine whether or not he or Miss Ballou will get the final seat on the Cincinnati City Council.
They didn't do a coin toss for the... Well, never mind.
Okay.
And they let the wife toss the coin.
That would be fair. In India, a herd of 50 wild elephants got drunk. I'm just saying.
Eating fermented something?
Down to 18 containers of some powerful alcoholic beverage, in fact. Reportedly were drawn out of the jungle by the smell of the drink. Their first stop was a shop that sold the beverage. After making quick work of the shop's supply, that would be 18 containers. I don't know how big the containers were. The pack of polluted pachyderms, you like that, began
yes.
An aggressive search for more alcohol, raiding three homes nearby before police and villagers eventually restored order by herding them over to the local river so they could sober up.
Now, what I want to know is, when elephants get drunk, do they remember it the next day?
Now, when elephants get drunk, they see pink people.
That's what I was thinking, too.
So imagine with me. You walk through a door, and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293, Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 723. And there are enough interesting things. You know, we do kind of wrap up the show with on this date in history. But there's some pretty interesting things that happen tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
So if you're looking for, you know, a reason to celebrate, we can do that for you. Of course, we mentioned the Marines, Semper Fi, formed back in, when was that? Let me see what year that was. 1775. But also, tomorrow is the anniversary of when Stanley, David Livingston and Henry Morton Stanley met each other in the jungle. Remember that Dr. Livingston I presented
thing?
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Tomorrow's the history of that. And then the Gideon Society began
the Bible people?
Yep. Began placing free copies of Bibles in hotels in 1908. In 1939, Packard displayed the first automobiles that had air conditioning. Air conditioning. Good idea, but why'd you do that in November? My
Great
thought is
point.
Do that about May, and you may be able to get some people who'd kind of go for that. Also, the 60th anniversary of direct dial telephone service. Again, Kat, you wouldn't know that, but used to be.
I have used a rotary phone before.
Okay,
I'll have
yeah.
you know.
But used to be, you know, you'd have to get the operator to kind of help you with that. Area codes were first introduced in North America in 1951, and, you know, that was before push-button phones. And the dials, remember the dials were metal. If you watch those old, you know, where they're doing that. Sesame Street premiered in 1969 on PBS. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald took place in 1975.
Nobody grab that song?
Tomorrow. No, it's okay.
Gordon Lightfoot didn't do it for you?
For our feel-good song of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
On tomorrow's date, 32 years ago, Sony announced the development of the handheld, lightweight, portable tape cassette player.
The Walkman.
Uh-huh. With the matching headphones. I mean, that was pretty cool.
And rich kids got them.
Yep. And in 1983, Microsoft unloaded its first editions of the Windows operating system on an unsuspecting public. And the rest is pretty much history and a lot of money in Bill Gates' pocket. But, I mean, there are a lot of things going on tomorrow. It's an anniversary that, you know, is worth noting.
We ought to invent something tomorrow.
You know, all it takes is one good invention. That's all it takes. And one good idea, actually. If not, then don't forget the lottery. There was no winner, so I think it's $168 million. That could work for you.
That would be okay.
That's okay. Yep, 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today about 83 and kind of breezy, much like yesterday, but actually the winds may be up even a little more, about 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly cloudy and a low temperature around 63. Continue those temperatures for the next 3 days or so, but Sunday night we'll have a wind shift, 60% chance of showers. Low will be 54, and then on Monday we're looking at a high of 64 degrees, and it says here Monday night our low is going to be 38, which is kind of more what you'd expect for the middle of November, which is what we're getting up to. Right now, our skies are pretty clear, partly cloudy outside. We have winds from the southeast at 6, relative humidity is 90%, and 64 degrees.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A day after the election, U.S. District Judge Christina Snyder sentenced Mark Youssef to a year in jail. Mark Youssef is also known as Sam Basile, and he's credited with making the movie Innocence of Muslims, which the Obama regime blamed for riots around the world. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama even appeared in apology commercials aired in Pakistan to quell Muslim outrage over the film. They claim the movie sparked violent protests at our embassy in Benghazi, resulting in the death of our ambassador and three other Americans, including former Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods. Hillary Clinton vowed to Woods' father that the filmmaker responsible would be arrested and prosecuted. Shortly thereafter, cops nabbed the filmmaker from his home in the middle of the night. They tossed him in jail for allegedly violating probation on a bank fraud thing. And there he sat, isolated, denied bail, until the election was safely over. On November 7, he was found to have lied to his probation officer, sentenced to jail for 1 year, after which he'll be under supervised release for another 4 years. The filmmaker's lawyer says the government used the charges to chill his First Amendment rights. chill, much more like squash. This filmmaker is the world's biggest stooge. Virtually nobody ever saw his movie, here or overseas. His film had absolutely nothing to do with the 9/11 attack in Benghazi. Al-Qaeda was responsible. If the whole Benghazi truth ever comes out, it'll make a very compelling movie. I'm sure Hollywood is right on this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-788-0028. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Improvements in the Northgate District have included new fire lanes. What city staff called loose enforcement in the past ends on Monday when tickets will be issued. One businessman says that will cause trouble in the delivery of food and beverages to restaurants and bars. The College Station City Council was asked last night by Kevin Prejean of Kirsten Distributing to postpone enforcement.
On any given day or time, we could be there two and three times a day. And we have to have access to an area that provides us with a safe area to do our business and our work and for the safety of other people.
Because the request was made during the public comment portion of the meeting, state law prohibited the council from taking action. The nickname Johnny Football, referring to A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, has become so popular that the university has sent 8 cease and desist orders to stop producing merchandise. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the Manziel family has also hired lawyers.
Everyone knows about our measures that we take with the 12th man, and we'll certainly be very aggressive in protecting our student athletes and their images and likeness, not only for the institution's sakes, but also for theirs as well.
And just in time for the final two home football games, Cook says an authentic Manziel number 2 jersey will be available for sale next week.
It's an exciting time for Texas A&M, and it's one thing to be on the national stage each and every week as part of the Southeastern Conference, but to also have a student athlete like Johnny Manziel.
Cook says there's been a double-digit growth in merchandise revenue in the last 3 months. The Brazos Valley Food Bank hasn't had the donations to keep up in two of its programs. Director Teresa Mangapora says they've had to turn away those appearing at mobile food pantries, and there's not enough food to fill school backpacks.
Those are the hard things. Those are the questions that when you ask me that, then I'll think about it for the rest of the night, and I won't be able to sleep tonight because it makes me feel sad to think about that we aren't doing as much as we need to.
The first of several food bank fundraisers is Saturday's Empty Bowls event in downtown Bryan, where you get a homemade ceramic bowl for a minimum $15 donation.
vision.
There's been a lot more individual potters and artists that have gotten involved, like MSC Fish is a student group at A&M, and this will be their second year. But we've got Girl Scout troops. So it's really grown and moved in a lot of different ways.
The 7th annual event is Saturday from 11 until 2. While the leadership in Washington remains the same with the results of this week's election, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan plans to get more involved with what's happening in the U.S. House and Speaker John Boehner.
A lot of people don't like him, but if you were to put yourself in his shoes and say, okay, you're now the Speaker of the House, you've got to deal with Harry Reid, you've got to deal with Barack Obama, and at the same time, you can't have chaos coming out of Washington. I think he did a good job of that. Now, did he make all perfect decisions? No. He's just like the rest of us as humans. He did. But I would like to try to have, hopefully, by sitting down and having an audience with him, you know, give my input on ways I think we might be able to do this slightly better than the way he did.
Flores says he's also interested in elevating himself to a more powerful position in the House. There are a variety of Veterans Day programs on Sunday and Monday in Bryan and College Station.
At the Bryan VFW, Sunday morning at 11, veterans organizations will gather for a public program featuring Congressman Bill Flores. Sunday afternoon at 4, there's another observance at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial at Veterans Park. And at A&M, there are several functions, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. The A&M student body includes more than 600 veterans. Tom Palladino of the Texas Veterans Commission told the Board of Regents last week that enrollment has nearly tripled the last 2 years at system schools.
You're the most important system in Texas, and so then we're going to go to the other schools and go talk to them too, just to make sure that everybody from top to bottom knows the issues and if there's any way to improve the services that we can.
A&M students who are veterans now have a center that deals with their military education benefits. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two traffic advisories are out for motorists in Brazos County starting today. The Texas Department of Transportation says in Bryan, the intersection of Briarcrest and East 29th will be partially closed through the weekend. Go to the WTAW.com website for more details. Also, today marks the start of expanding the last stretch of Highway 21 in Brazos County to four lanes. Construction between FM 974 to Democrat Road is expected to last through the summer of 2014. TxDOT has no plans to continue the divided highway into Madison County. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at TXTraders.com.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure, it's certainly going to control our weather, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine across the area as we head through today. We're probably going to see temperatures right around 80 to 85 degrees this afternoon. Should be mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will fall back, probably to about 65. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly sunny. Highs are probably going to make their way up to about 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Scattered showers possible Sunday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I do expect it'll be a close ball game.
That's Eli Gold, play-by-play guy for 30 years for Alabama. He thinks it's going to be a good football game. We'll talk more about the A&M-Alabama matchup here in just a few minutes. High school football and both the men and women's basketball team crank things up today. We'll share that here in 12 minutes.
Okay, so, you know, we mentioned that the president, the election was Tuesday. I don't know if you know. It's in all the papers. anyway. So how about a look at the 2016 Democrat preference poll in Iowa? Number one is the Hillster. Excuse me, she was there back before Barack Obama got that first term, wasn't she?
Yep. Yeah,
got to decide if you can, well, of course, she may not even run. But anyway, 58% support. Joe Biden in at 17%. But again, it'd be fun to have a beer with. Andrew Cuomo at 6%. And Elizabeth Tomahawk Chop Warren in at 3%. So that's Democrats getting lined up. Have you ever wondered? Have you ever wondered what happens to those Romney Ryan shirts?
They go to third world countries.
They do. They get recycled over there because they don't know the difference.
They do in Kenya.
Well, they do there. That's true. One unloaded their McCain Palin shirts 4 years ago and told Bloomberg Businessweek that by Christmas, many Latin Americans were sporting Romney wear as well. another company that produced the Romney ticket campaign gear in Missouri said that Mitt Romney merchandise was hard to move, but there's still money to be made with the Ron Paul T-shirts. Yeah. Now, there is still a store open, I believe, that is selling. I think the Romney store is still open on the website. You can still buy Mitt Romney gear if you want to for some reason. Hello?
Yeah, I'm predicting that sometime in the next couple of years, Obama's going to declare himself emperor of the U.S., and we won't have any more elections, or if we do, they'll be symbolic to
Sure, think about how much money we could save if we did that. Sure.
Oh, now, see, now the communist guy's going to call back.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We'll comrade
call for the day. But apparently, yes, you can still buy a Mitt Romney shirt, hat, and like a glove mitten or something for $60. You want to do that.
It won't matter because after December 21st, it won't matter.
Okay.
The Mayans were right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, if that happens, then, we will. We'll be done. We won't have to worry about that. Hello.
Hi. Did y'all see the guy on the news that got, like, $15,000 and had a real tattoo of the Romney Ryan logo on his face?
I didn't know that's how much money he made, but, yeah, I did. I saw that picture. He's, that's something that he can be proud of and tell his grandchildren about. Yeah.
Well, if he has that much money, he can get it removed.
That's true if he wants to do that. So I don't know why it took so long, but finally somebody has come up with pants that update your Facebook and Twitter status.
What?
Like standing or sitting?
Yeah, an Italian denim brand called Replay has put out social denim collections.
Because people care whether you're...
Yeah, of course, whatever it happens to be. They cost between $200 and $300. The jeans have a fifth pocket that contains a tiny Bluetooth transmitter. You just sync your pants up with your smartphone and you're ready to go.
really? What are you doing? I'm syncing my pants.
That's right.
I beg your pardon?
Huh? What?
You're what?
Yeah. Hey, get this. A 21-year-old man admitted to burglarizing Nancy Pelosi's home... twice.
Why?
Once on election eve and once on election day. Police were tipped off to the first break-in by the House Minority Leader's alarm system, which was triggered on Monday after the glass door to her home and pool house were broken. On Tuesday, a caretaker found that the plywood covering the broken doors had in fact been removed, so he called the cops. Kevin Hagan was caught Wednesday morning at a different house on the same street, allegedly in the midst of yet another break-in. He said he was not aware that it was Nancy Pelosi's house when he broke in the first time, but the second time he went in, he did know who owned it. What, a dead giveaway was all the pictures? Reportedly had a coin collection and a watch belonging to Pelosi in his possession. Faces charges of burglary and felony vandalism. Look, he was unilaterally redistributing wealth.
Yes.
There was nothing wrong with that. That's what she would want. The deal is he probably voted for her. Hello?
So y'all talking about clothes got me kind of wondering, whatever happened to the A&M tradition about only having number 12 jerseys? They're wanting to make this Manziel jersey.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know that that there's never been another number produced. I can't.
There has.
I know. I have an A&M jersey that says 33 on it.
Okay. All right.
I don't
George,
know who
that's
is.
George Woodard back then. Right.
Well.
Anyway, so it has happened before, right? I guess, you know, obviously the 12th would be the 12th man reference, but hey, you know, go with the flow. That's all I'm saying. If, you know, if this is something that's going to gin up your numbers, if this is something that's going to extend your brand, if this is going to be getting, you know, kids in Omaha, Nebraska to start wearing Aggie gear, nothing wrong with that.
Well, I got this from Mr. Downs yesterday from the ESPN blog.
Yeah.
For its part, A&M cannot use the nickname Johnny Football on its gear. They can use the number 2. They're having trouble keeping up with demand for that.
Right.
But someone here in town has filed a copyright on the nickname Johnny Football.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Hello?
Yeah, they're Bucky Richardson, number 7.
Yeah.
That was the most popular jersey for years.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that now. That's a good point. There have been other cases where that has happened. So this is just the most recent one. But again, I mean, if this is going to catch fire and – if, you know, everything works and the football gods smile and the Aggies win tomorrow, this guy will be a guy everybody will know how to pronounce his name, okay?
Yeah, he'll stop being Menzel.
Manziel or Manziel or all the other things that they said that were wrong. But, smart of his family, I guess, to lawyer up on this deal, too. Oh, look, if you want to know if you are the average iPhone 5 Facebook user, which I know that's what you want to know. You live for this.
Am I average?
Social media advertising company Optimal has analyzed Facebook users who access the site via their iPhone 5, breaking down the users to give advertisers more insight when planning their mobile Facebook campaigns. The average age of your iPhone 5 Facebook user, 32 and a half.
Really?
That's a little older than I would have thought.
I'd have gone 25, 26.
Yep, and users are more likely to be male than female by a 59 to 41% margin.
So substantially more.
Excuse me, you're 33 almost, no, and you're on Facebook?
But see, they said average. They didn't say mean. So
no.
My guess is they're averaging all the parents who are like 50 to 60
right,
with
exactly.
All the teenagers.
Well,
so that's how you come to 32 and a half.
Got a lot of 60-year-olds out there with i5s?
I'm 43, and I have it on my phone all the time.
All right. The top three search terms in Facebook on iPhone 5 is UPS, Honey Boo Boo, and Obamacare. Wait a minute. I can't imagine that those first two have anything to do with the third. Well, I can't imagine that any of them have to do with any of the others. California, New York, Texas, and Florida, top states for iPhone 5 Facebook users. In that order, California, New York, Texas, and Florida.
Not that it matters, but what I meant earlier when I said mean was median.
Median, I knew that's what you meant.
Okay, just...
Florida, yeah, because there's nobody who's 32 in Florida. Right? I mean, nobody. Nobody in Florida is 32. So, all right, so there you can see if you're average. Oh! Coming up in the next segment, maybe, but certainly if not in the next segment, in the next hour, if you are
fat,
then there are different guidelines for airlines when it comes to fitting in the seat. Just saying.
And that's if you're...
If you're...
fat!
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
We'll let you know about that.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever wondered how to nurture your child's natural talent in sports, music, or other areas? Well, a good place to start is by asking, who's more interested in this activity, my child or me? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When my oldest son, Trent, was 5, we signed him up for T-ball. Excitement was in the air. Well, at least I was excited. And on the big day, the coach sent us to the outfield. It was the moment I'd been waiting for. Father and son, bonding together over baseball. It was going to be great. After 30 minutes, without much action, I asked Trent, "Are you doing okay, buddy?" Not really, Dad, he said. I could see his heart just wasn't in it. Would you rather get a milkshake, I asked. And with that, Trent's baseball career was over. Well, at least for the time being. As parents, we want our kids to try different activities, to have fun and explore their talents. But if we're not careful, we can steer them into endeavors we enjoy instead of the ones they enjoy. And you know what? It's okay to let things that don't fit their interests to fall by the wayside. If you encourage them along the way, they'll find their place. Skip ahead a few years, and my son, who didn't care much for baseball, couldn't wait to tell me that he'd won the chess club championship at school. And the idea of trading his chessboard for a milkshake, well, he'd never consider it. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs. Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. This is the last Friday for some football teams in the Brazos Valley, like Consol and Navasota. They know their fate already. Some don't. Here's the rundown of high school football action this week with Zach Taylor.
Starting off things in Navasota tonight, the number one ranked Rattlers will host district rival Taylor at 7:30. Navasota's already clinched a playoff spot, but to keep their perfect season intact, they will have to get past an up-and-coming 4-5 Ducks team.
I think Coach Purser, of course, you're talking about a new coaching staff over there. You know, they're picked at the beginning of the year to finish fourth in a five-team district. And I think he's done an outstanding job. I mean, nobody thought he was going to beat a Rockdale or beat a Madisonville. He did both of those deals. He's in the playoffs. And what's even more important in his first year, he's got a chance, if he comes to our place tonight and beats us, get a share of a district championship.
Kickoff is set for 7:30. Tune in to listen to the pregame show at 7 and then stick around. Listen to all the game on Navasota News 1550. And Brian, the 2-7 Vikings play host to 4-5 College Park. Brian may be officially out of the playoff race, but Coach Ross Rogers knows that a win tonight over the Cavaliers would be something for the team to build on.
They came back with a new quarterback this year, but expected to be a factor in the district. Like several of rest of us, did not get a victory over Consolidated, Lufkin, or the Woodlands. But they did beat Conroe, and now if they beat us, they'll be a playoff team again with about a 5-5 record. I think they were 3-1 coming in the district, and now they're 1-4. So we haven't had a good outing here that we'd like to be proud of, and so you know we've kind of pushed that the last couple of weeks, having an open week that would be great for our seniors to have a win to go out on and for us to go into offseason with.
Kickoff for that game is set for 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. You can catch the Ross Rogers pregame show and all the action on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone starting at 7 o'clock. And rounding out area play tonight, 5-4 St. Joseph's will host crosstown rival Brazos Christian at 7:30. Some teams who have already finished their regular season. Rudder High wrapped things up last week with a 28-14 loss to Montgomery. The Rangers finished the year at 3-7 overall and 3-5 in district. A&M Consolidated also played its final regular season game last Friday. The Tigers defeated Conroe 51-14 to go to 8-2 on the year and take at least a share of the district title. Consol will go into the state playoffs as the league's top seed in the Class 5A Division II bracket. And that has been your Friday football report. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
And to find more on your favorite high school football team, go to BrazosFootball.com. And since we're talking about high schoolers, 3A Region 3 volleyball tonight. College Station in their very first year of volleyball action take on number 5 Tarkington. That's at Viking Gym in Bryan at 6 o'clock. Now, the hype entering Saturday's game between top-ranked Alabama and number 15 Texas A&M revolves around the Clemson Tide's dominant defense and, of course, the Aggies' prolific offense with Johnny Football. But that only tells part of the story. It overshadows the Alabama quarterback, A.J. McCarron, and the A&M defensive end, Demontre Moore. McLaren, Heisman Trophy candidate, Demontre Moore, second in the nation in tackles and tackles for losses, and second for sacks. Now, I got a chance and sat down with the Alabama play-by-play guy. He's been doing it for almost 30 years in the SEC. His name's Eli Gold, and he thinks this is going to be one whale of a football game.
I do expect it'll be a close ball game when you look at what you guys have done this year. The Florida game was close. Let's throw out Arkansas because, God bless them, they've had, you know, a tough year. The Ole Miss game was a close win. The LSU game was, what, 5 or 6 points. And I like Bama at home, and I think Alabama's overall depth might help win out down the stretch. But it's going to be a great game. There's no doubt about it.
Don't miss a second of the action. The pregame starts at 1:30 with Dave and Dave and kickoff set for 2:30 right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A&M basketball cranks up their season at Reed Arena tonight against La Tech. Here's Coach Kennedy on what he expects to see this evening.
They play really fast. They shoot a lot of threes. We'll have to defend a three-point line, and they play small. So it's playing like Incarnate Word, but probably with another level of player. So we'll have to be a little more disciplined offensively and do a better job of containing them defensively. They play up-tempo, and they press. They change defenses, and early in the year it presents some challenges that you usually don't see this early.
Tip-off schedule for the Aggies at 8 o'clock tonight at Reed Arena. So if the guys are at home, that means the ladies are on the road. Number 15 A&M is on the road to number 9 Louisville tonight. The Aggie women have a new, larger look. They've in the past been a small team, quick team. Now they're a little bigger. And here's what we expect to see a little differently from Coach Blair.
It's dependent on practice, not on our inside kids scoring, because they're scoring in practice. They scored an exhibition game. But can we make the right reads? And can we knock down a few outside shots to clear them up on the inside?
NFL action last night saw Andrew Luck. I'm sorry, before I get to that, tip-off tonight, 6 o'clock in Louisville for Lady Aggies basketball. In the NFL last night, Andrew Luck ran for 2 touchdowns and Indy beat Jacksonville 27-10. Colts run their record to 6-3 with 4 in a row. The Jags dropped to 1-8 after their 6th straight loss. And finally, in NCAA action last night, number 8 Florida State nipped Va Tech 28-22. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, unwrap the savings, and you can bundle up and save yourself and help the community at the same time. Suddenlink is partnering with the Outdoor Channel through the 19th to make a difference in the area. If you'll bring 10 canned food items by the local Suddenlink office from now through the 19th of November, receive a free upgrade or half price of a new service install. That's a $49 value. And right now, you can get Suddenlink's blazing fast 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. You can get Suddenlink's home phone for $25 a month for life when you bundle. Phone company can't match that. And of course, you get Suddenlink's home. You get Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV for as low as $35 a month when you bundle. You get the best in entertainment and sports and lifestyle programming with tons of great shows like the Outdoor Channel. Check their schedule out because they've got something if you like the outdoor life. So give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 and let Suddenlink show you the different packages that they've got available. Don't forget Amazing Spider-Man previewed, I guess, yesterday that took place. No, it's today, as a matter of fact. Amazing Spider-Man be on the video on demand in November. Then Brave, The Expendables 2, and Men in Black 3 coming up later this month. So it's 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
If you're like me, you use your laptop for pretty much everything. Shopping online, searching the net, even writing radio commercials. Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. At Batteries Plus, you can find laptop batteries for Acer, Apple, Toshiba, HP, IBM, Dell, Compaq, and more. You can also find batteries for Asus, Dell, Acer, and other netbooks. And while you're at Batteries Plus, check out the enormous selection of batteries for cell and smartphones, camcorders, digital cameras, and more. So come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery today. That way, you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down. Unexpectedly. Batteries Plus. Find the battery.
Right.
Yes.
They really ought to have those seats, you know, probably lined up in busy airports.
Try this right first.
Exactly. I mean, they did that with bags. Remember, they used to do that with bags to see if your bag would work.
Must be this big to ride to ride.
Yeah, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, any of those things could happen. So we'll see how that works out. Hey, going to be a pretty nice day. Kind of breezy today. Back up into the 80s. Remember, got a front coming in on Sunday with a chance of shower. We'll see how that works out. 66 now. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's an odd day in New York City. Really? You can only buy gas if your car's license plate ends in an odd number. Rationing is in place.
That should have started from the beginning. You wouldn't have had these long lines and, you know, people trying to fight for gas.
It's the same on Long Island, where shortages have spiked gas prices 18 cents in the past week, and people are getting angrier at utility companies. The power's still out to about a half million homes and businesses after Sandy hits.
Our residents stopped calling LIPA. They're calling their towns. They're calling their local officials because LIPA's not picking up the phone.
Tom Croce is town supervisor in Islip, New York. Can Washington compromise to avoid the fiscal cliff? Republicans say they'll consider raising tax revenues, but not rates. President Obama will speak out later today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
The first post-election challenge, what to do about the expiring Bush tax cuts and automatic spending cuts. Both happened at the first of the year, and there are fears it could plunge the economy back into a recession. President Obama says he wants both sides to find common ground, but he's also pushed for letting tax rates go up for wealthy Americans. Dave.
Jared, how did this video game get a bunch of Navy SEALs in trouble? Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor explains live in Washington.
Seven members of the elite Navy SEAL Team 6, including one who was in on the Osama bin Laden raid, allegedly showed some of their combat gear to the producers of the video game, Medal of Honor Warfighter. Since they did this without getting Navy approval, the Defense Department calls it disclosure of classified information. Each of the seven SEALs is getting a letter of reprimand and losing some pay. Four other SEALs are under investigation. Dave.
Steve, too. Two Afghan villagers who survived the shooting spree of U.S. soldiers accused of going out in Afghanistan in March will testify via video conference overnight in a special session of the hearing to determine if Staff Sergeant Robert Bales should face court-martial for his attack that left 16 civilians dead. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 10th, it's bit selection for horse owners. Selecting the right bit for the task and ensuring a proper fit can make a big difference. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at texrenfest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
WTAW News Time is 8:04 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The popularity of A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel means big business, and Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says that has included taking steps to protect the university and Manziel.
We've sent out 8 cease and desist letters over the last couple of weeks, working in conjunction with the Manziel family. It's something that we take very seriously, just like we do with the 12th man mark or any of our other trademarks. And so Aggies are our best brand ambassadors. They alert us of these situations, but it's very important that if anyone sees any infringements or potential infringements, to let us know for the benefit of Texas A&M, but then also for the benefit of the student athlete.
Cook says NCAA rules prohibit A&M and private parties from profiting from a player's likeness or exact image. New fire lanes in the Northgate District may cost jobs. Kevin Prejean of Kirsten Distributing asked the College Station City Council last night to delay issuing tickets to drivers of delivery vehicles.
We have CDL drivers that cannot accept citations because they couldn't drive for us anymore if these things would happen. So I would ask the council to review this and to see if we can't come up with a solution.
The council made no decision because state law does not allow action to be taken on a request made during the public comment portion of a meeting. City staff plans to proceed with issuing tickets starting on Monday. With voters keeping Democrats in control of the White House and U.S. Senate, what's next for the Republican leadership in the House? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan plans on doing 2 things.
Is to elevate myself to a more powerful committee. The second thing is I'm going to try to sit down with our leadership and talk about my views about what happened and see if I can get us to assume a slightly different direction as we go forward. I think John Boehner has done a good job given the playing field that he had.
Flores says he would like to meet the House Speaker to address future strategy with Barack Obama and Harry Reid. The Texas Department of Transportation office in Bryan has 2 advisories affecting motorists in Brazos County beginning today. One involves the continued expansion of Highway 21 east of Bryan from Democrat Road to FM 974. When completed in the summer of 2014, this will make Highway 21 4 lanes across Brazos County. There are no plans to finish the divided highway to Madisonville. The second advisory is in Bryan, where the intersection of East 29th and Briarcrest will be partially closed from tonight at 6:30 until Monday morning at 6:30. Details are available online at WTAW.com. Several events benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank begin this weekend. Director Teresa Mangapora says the 7th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser gives you the opportunity to leave a minimum donation of $15 and walk away with a handmade ceramic bowl.
It's that simple meal of soup and water in a bowl that you buy. First, the bowl's empty, and then we fill it with some food, but it is a simple food, and it's a reminder of the many people that go hungry locally, but also globally in this world.
Mangapora says they've had to turn people away in two specific areas.
It has happened with our mobile food pantry, yes, and as far as our backpack program, we never have enough of those. We're so many more schools want that program and need that program.
Empty Bowls will be in downtown Bryan Saturday from 11 until 2. As Veterans Day approaches, those who have served make up an increasing number of students in the Texas A&M system.
The recent Board of Regents meeting included a presentation by Texas Veterans Commission Executive Director Tom Palladino.
The A&M system has over 6,000 veterans enrolled in 2011 that have used the GI Bill. It's a vast increase just in 2 years, triple almost.
Palladino says military veterans attending Texas colleges and universities receive almost $1 billion in federal funding. At the flagship campus, a center recently opened, serving more than 600 veterans who are enrolled. And A&M continues several Veterans Day programs on Sunday and Monday. On the WTAW.com website, you can read their schedule, along with programs on Sunday at the Bryan VFW and Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:09 at 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's 8:10, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, we're certainly going to see that over the next 48 hours as we head into the Veterans Day weekend. Does look like, though, by the time we get to Sunday, we could be dealing with clouds and some beneficial showers across the region. For today, I think we're probably going to end up with a lot of sunshine. Temperatures will be about 80 to 85 later this afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight, 65. Clouds give way to partial sun tomorrow, 80. Scattered showers Sunday, highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Jay Sokol here this morning from City College Station. Put the pencil down. Quit playing jumble.
You know, you don't leave that section of the paper in here.
I don't. Actually, I don't bring the paper in here anymore. I read it online.
So
and then
Kevin have
something.
It? Or
yeah,
Kevin
I think so. Kevin, do you have the jumble in there? Because, I mean, that's what Jay's, the only reason Jay would come in here. He's bringing it to him.
Thank you, sir.
He's bringing it to him.
He's just a very kind person.
Well, he is, but, you know, and well, the thing is, Sokol does this on our dime rather than the city's, you know, because if he's at the...
work to do over there.
Well, I know, that's true. Well, you know, but there is an online version.
Yeah, and I know, but I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He likes the smell and the feel of dirty printed paper.
I'm not going to do the jumble on a Kindle. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, because that's no fun. I don't know. I always do it online, though.
Yeah.
I turn that annoying music down that they have in the background, but aside from that, it's okay. So, anything going on over there in the Two Name City?
Well, we had council meetings last night.
You did, as a matter of fact.
We did.
Yeah.
Let's see. We had a nice little recognition ceremony for guests from Salamanca, Mexico. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and turn that off. Okay. No, no, that was the phone.
He's not here.
Yeah.
Dave's not here.
Anyway, so, and
Cheech and Chong reference.
That's
nice.
It. Yeah, thank you. And well, no, in fact, speaking of Dave, was this this was Councilmember Rusink's last full meeting? Is that
that's right?
Right. Yeah.
Because on Monday the 19th, mm-hmm. that'll be the reception to say thank you, Dave, and thank you, Katie Marie,
mm-hmm.
and to officially welcome and swear in James Benham and John Nichols.
Okay.
So and, there you go.
So the write-in campaign didn't work. That's it.
No. Failed miserably.
So there you go. All right. So and you brought a guest?
I did. Tony Scazzaro from your College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
Exactly. How you doing, Tony?
Very good, Scott.
Good.
How are you?
All right. We'll put you to work after you're talking about that. But first, we play Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. There's no wagering. It's multiple choice. Since Tony's the guest, he gets to answer last. So, Kevin, you'll go first, then Kat, then Jay, and then Tony. For the first time in history, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Puerto Ricans voted on Election Day to do what? A, back same-sex marriage. B, become the 51st state. C, legalize pot. D, criminalize demon rum. Once again, A, same-sex marriage. B, 51st state. C, legalize pot. D, criminalize demon rum. Kevin.
Oh, the demon rum is tempting,
yes,
but
it is.
I'm going to have to go with A.
Okay, A, bad same-sex marriage. Okay, Kat?
I'm going to go with C,
C
legalized pot.
Legalized pot. Okay, Jay?
I'm going demon rum.
Demon rum. Okay, Tony, it's on you.
Well, I'll take the other course of direction here and go with the statehood.
That's it, 51st state. Tony wins today, and once again, no prizes involved. A majority of Puerto Ricans voted in a non-binding referendum to change their relationship with U.S. America. Most favored statehood. While the vote itself doesn't trigger any changes, it may spur further action by Washington lawmakers.
Wow. I can't believe this is where I heard about this.
You didn't know about this?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's why I voted C, pot.
Yeah. Okay.
Good grief.
I'm just telling you. Well, you know, and had the South won the War of Northern Aggression, by now, Cuba would probably be a state. You know, really. I think that's true.
I don't know. I think Puerto Ricans have a little bit more
I'm just telling you, Cuba's a heck of a lot closer than Puerto Rico
that's
is.
That's true.
I believe they'd have done that.
That's true.
We wouldn't have to import Cuban cigars. It'd be a state by now. But anyway, there we go. All right, Tony's here today to talk about stuff that's going on in Parks and Recreation. Right. What do you got for us?
Very good. We got, starting Monday, youth basketball program begins registration. You can register at the Parks and Recreation office, or you can go online at parksweb.cstx.gov.
Is it a boys league and a girls league, or is it mixed, or how's any of that work?
There is. The pre-K and kindergarten league is mixed.
Okay.
But the first and second grade, third and fourth grade, fifth and sixth grade, and seventh and eighth grade are separated.
Okay. Give me an idea about practice and how many games a week do they play and that sort of thing?
Well, it'll start right as school gets back in after the first of the year, and the kids will have several weeks of practices and will continue with Saturday practices after that. They play on either a Monday-Wednesday schedule or a Tuesday-Thursday schedule, mm-hmm. last till early March, and great opportunity. Kids, it's a recreational program.
Sure.
Every kid plays two quarters of every game.
Okay.
And so we have a great time with it. It's a good opportunity to expose your children to basketball.
Yeah, decide if that's the sport for them. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. And then what else we got?
Well, we have the Jingle Bell Run. It's the 23rd annual. Runs before the holiday parade.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see you're working on something there.
I am. Yeah, right.
It's a great event, real fun, and benefiting the United Way. And College Station Parks and Recreation Department puts it on every year. And it's on at 1:45 on Sunday, December the 2nd.
Now, 23, have you been able to track what's the longest number of years that one person has run consecutively? Or do you know how many, who's run the most times?
I do not.
Let's put Sokol on that.
Well, there's some privacy issues involved with that.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah, I didn't know. I think they'd want to tell you that.
Scott, you mean it wasn't you?
No. Well, no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my next one will be my first one. Well, I didn't know that. Privacy issues? Gosh, I think you'd want to give them like a nice T-shirt if they'd run for 10 consecutive years or something, but nonetheless. Anyhow, but that and then we were talking off the air that you're always working on new tournaments and stuff like that to be bringing in money and from all those nice folks outside of the Bryan College Station area.
Oh, it's great. We have both Bryan High School and Consolidated High School have their girls softball invitational tournaments here in College Station. Mm-hmm. And those are great events, and they'll be happening in February and March. We have a big invitational tournament at the third weekend of March, and then we have several state tournaments and one Southern National this year, as well as we just booked a senior softball event in July, and we'll have a another organization's tournament, Tournament of the Rings for USSSA in July as well. So we've got a busy schedule this year. Yeah. And should do very well.
Okay, back to the youth basketball. Can they sign up online?
They sure can. Parks Web, parkswebe.cstx.gov.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anything else?
A couple of calendar items for you. On Saturday and Sunday, we have Brazos Valley World Fest at Wolfpen Creek. Also on Sunday the 11th, Veterans Day program at 4 o'clock at Veterans Park and Athletic Complex. And a quick plug for Citizens University. Sign up for that. The time is now. You can do it at cstx.gov/cu.
There you go. All right. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
Stocks may lose more ground today. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests worries over the fiscal cliff and the European economy could result in another day of heavy selling on Wall Street. The market has posted steep losses in each of the last two sessions. President Obama will discuss the fiscal cliff later today in his first address since his victory speech Tuesday night. Chrysler just announced a big recall, nearly 750,000 Jeep Grand Cherokee and Liberty SUVs from the 2002 to 2004 model years may have faulty airbag control modules. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says various airbags could deploy during normal driving. Gas rationing began in New York City today. It is hoped that allowing drivers to fill up every other day will ease some of the long lines that have persisted at service stations since Superstorm Sandy hit the region. Groupon posted weaker than expected third quarter results. The daily coupon site posted a loss for the quarter. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center,
a different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power,
investigation,
controversy.
At the center of it all.
The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
WSJ Wine from the Wall Street Journal gives you a regular supply of great wines, quality and value guaranteed. With this special introduction to their Discovery Club, you'll save $160 on 15 world-class wines and enjoy gold medal winners from Bordeaux, Tuscany, and beyond, all for just $69.99 plus shipping and tax, and with a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now at wsjwine.com/radio.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
I'm very happy to be here.
Good, good. What do we got going on?
Well, this weekend just goes to prove that you can find something to do in the Brazos Valley no matter what your tastes are. Coming up immediately, we have the Texas Grand Slam on November 9th in downtown Bryan. It's a two-day event. It's a statewide event. I think it's the only Grand Slam poetry event that we have.
Now, wait a minute. What is
it? Okay. So,
Grand Slam, I thought, so okay, we're talking tennis. Yeah.
No, it's we have this great group of poets, and I think they've been on the show in the past. It's called Mic Check. And this is a young, energetic group, and they do slam poetry. Very talented individuals. We work with them. They're an affiliate of the Arts Council. And they're bringing poets in from all over the state. I think they have 40 poets competing, and it's in downtown Bryan. It's a great event. It's a ticketed event, but you can go to, I think, miccheckpoetry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Great event. It's different, and it's a lot of fun. And so a lot of university students and people from all over the country are coming, I think, as far away as California. And
well, it breaks that stereotype that poetry is just something that somebody in middle age or older does. I mean, to hear young people do this.
Yeah, I don't think there's that snapping of fingers and stuff, but it's very dynamic. It's interesting. I mean, people should go check it out. I enjoy it. It's about life experience and And then also coming up, we have the Veterans Memorial. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is doing their veterans service out at Veterans Park, 4 o'clock. Great, great program that they have every year. So get out there. And then the
now, what day is that? Is that on Veterans Day proper?
That is,
or on the 12th?
That is the 11th.
Yeah. Okay. So on Sunday. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. At 4 o'clock. So check that out, and that's free. And then we, our guest of the hour right now, we're going to talk a little bit about World Fest. Linda Edwards is one of the driving forces behind that event. It's in our very own Wolf Pen Creek Park, right in the Arts Council's backyard, and we're happy to be here and support that.
Absolutely.
Event.
Linda, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good. Glad to have you back. Now, World Fest has changed venues, among other things, but this is, if folks don't understand, really a neat idea. This is a world-class university. This city has people who've traveled or studied all over the world. A lot of cultural opportunities, I think. And so tell us what World Fest will be like this year.
Well, this year we're back at Wolf Pen Creek. We've been there for 4 years. We have about 51 culture booths that share international culture as well as local heritage. Try your hand at Chinese calligraphy. 1 year my grandson made his own tortilla, and they cooked it for him, and he ate it.
Oh, wow.
It was a little dirty, but he was thrilled.
I was gonna say,
thrilled to have it. And then entertainment on two stages. We have some very, very talented people right here in our community who dance Odissi Indian dance, and we, of course, have belly dancers and cloggers. But from 10 to 5 on Saturday, it's a family event. It's free. Mm-hmm. Parking at the mall and just walk across the street and stay all day. The weather's going to be gorgeous.
Food there as well.
You know, we will have your traditional festival food, you know, the funnel cake and the fried Oreo.
But
we will also have international cuisine as well.
Wonderful.
Some of our student groups will be cooking. They've all had the health department test and done very well with that, and they've done this in the past. Mm-hmm. So Brazilian,
the food's really good out there.
Yeah. Really
we
good.
We sampled just about everything last year.
Okay, if they want some more information,
they can go to the website BrazosValleyWorldFest.org.
Okay, very good. And that's coming up tomorrow. Anything else, Chris?
We are opening. We just opened actually the game. It's a Brazos Valley Art League exhibit with great stuff, and obviously the focus is the game. Some football stuff there. There's some conceptual stuff, but really cool. We had Bria Larson out with her gold medal out there, so that was really cool. But come check that out, and that'll be open during World Fest.
Okay.
So, and if you need there, it's free parking everywhere. You can park at the Arts Center, walk over there. They're doing some construction at the park. There looks like there's a pathway, so you don't have to crawl over the dirt.
Good. I was over there a couple of weeks ago, and they got the sidewalk through and all that stuff.
Yeah, we have big plans with the park and the city and working with groups like World Fest. So we're only good things in the future.
Yep, yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, sounds good. So it's World Fest, and then lots of other stuff going on. What's the website?
It is acbv.org, and World Fest is
Brazos Valley WorldFest.org.
Okay. And if you can only remember one of those, both organizations' information
okay.
are on there.
Right
so.
There. All right, very good. That's Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Aggie football teams in Tuscaloosa, Alabama tomorrow for a 2:30 kickoff against number 1 Alabama. The Aggs ranked number 14 in the nation. We'll have the broadcast at 1:30 on the Aggie Radio Network. Head coach Kevin Sumlin and a description of Alabama.
They're big. You know, the thing that jumps out at you is their size. They're mammoth in the offensive line. Anybody who can take a national trophy award winner who's a tackle and move him into center and get two bigger guys at the other tackle. because that just tells you how good they are. Just the defense, we all know how good they are on defense, but I think the difference is A.J. McCarron's playing very, very well. They're spreading out their formations. They're doing some things with the ball. They're throwing it a little bit more, and they've got the quarterback to do that. So they've become a complete team.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Soccer at home tonight. Take on SFA in the NCAAs. That's at 7 tonight at Ellis Field. Meanwhile at Reed, A&M men's basketball team starts the season for real against Louisiana Tech. That game tips at 7. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
One of the most famous forebears of modern humans is Lucy, the Australopithecus afarensis who left skeletal remains in Ethiopia. A report in the journal Science suggests that even though Lucy walked on two legs, she remained adapted for tree climbing. An international team of researchers report that the shoulder bones of both Lucy and another specimen were oriented upwards, the same as in today's tree climbing apes. That suggests that while Lucy and her kin walked upright, they still spent time in the trees. In other prehistory news, scientists at the University of Calgary are studying feathered dinosaurs called ornithomimids. They report that these small dinosaurs had wing-like features only when they were fully grown. They conclude that wings in these dinosaurs evolved not for flying, but for some other reason, possibly mating displays or egg brooding. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a royalty pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop royaltypecans.com.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide during the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center
at the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Improvements in the Northgate District have included new fire lanes. What city staff called loose enforcement in the past ends on Monday when tickets will be issued. One businessman says this will cause trouble in the delivery of food and beverages to restaurants and bars. The College Station City Council was asked last night by Kevin Prejean of Kirsten Distributing to postpone enforcement.
On any given day or time, we could be there two and three times a day, and we have to have access to an area that provides us with a safe area to do our business and our work and for the safety of other people.
Because the request was made during the public comment portion of the meeting, state law prohibited the council from taking action. The nickname Johnny Football, referring to A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, has become so popular that the university has sent 8 cease and desist orders to stop producing merchandise. Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says the Manziel family has also hired lawyers.
Everyone knows about our measures that we take with the 12th man, and we'll certainly be very aggressive in protecting our student athletes and their images and likeness, not only for the institution's sakes, but also for theirs as well.
And just in time for the final 2 home football games, Cook says an authentic Manziel number 2 jersey will be available for sale next week.
It's an exciting time for Texas A&M, and it's one thing to be on the national stage each and every week as part of the Southeastern Conference, but to also have a student athlete like Johnny Manziel.
Cook says there's been a double-digit growth in merchandise revenue in the last 3 months. The Brazos Valley Food Bank hasn't had the donations to keep up in 2 of its programs. Director Teresa Mangapora says they've had to turn away those appearing at mobile food pantries, and there's not enough food to fill school backpacks.
Those are the hard things. Those are the questions that when you ask me that, then I'll think about it for the rest of the night and I won't be able to sleep tonight because it makes me feel sad to think about that we aren't doing as much as we need to.
The first of several food bank fundraisers is Saturday's Empty Bowls event in downtown Bryan, where you get a homemade ceramic bowl for a minimum $15 donation.
There's been a lot more individual potters and artists that have gotten involved, like MSC Fish is a student group at A&M, and this will be their 2nd year, but we've got Girl Scout troops, so it's really grown and moved in a lot of different ways.
The 7th annual event is Saturday from 11 until 2. While the leadership in Washington remains the same with the results of this week's election, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan plans to get more involved with what's happening in the U.S. House and Speaker John Boehner.
A lot of people don't like him, but if you were to put yourself in his shoes and say, okay, you're now the Speaker of the House, you've got to deal with Harry Reid, you've got to deal with Barack Obama, and at the same time, you can't have chaos coming out of Washington. I think he did a good job of that. Now, did he make all perfect decisions? No. He's just like the rest of us as humans. He did. But I would like to try to have, hopefully, by sitting down and having an audience with him, you know, give my input on ways I think we might be able to do this slightly better than the way he did.
Flores says he's also interested in elevating himself to a more powerful position in the House. There are a variety of Veterans Day programs on Sunday and Monday in Bryan and College Station.
At the Bryan VFW, Sunday morning at 11, veterans organizations will gather for a public program featuring Congressman Bill Flores. Sunday afternoon at 4, there's another observance at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial at Veterans Park. And at A&M, there are several functions, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. The A&M student body includes more than 600 veterans. Tom Palladino of the Texas Veterans Commission told the Board of Regents last week that enrollment has nearly tripled the last 2 years at system schools.
You're the most important system in Texas, and so then we're going to go to the other schools and go talk to them too, just to make sure that everybody from top to bottom knows the issues and if there's any way to improve the services that we can.
A&M students who are veterans now have a center that deals with their military education benefits. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 traffic advisories are out for motorists in Brazos County starting today. The Texas Department of Transportation says in Bryan, the intersection of Briarcrest and East 29th will be partially closed through the weekend. Go to the WTAW.com website for more details. Also, today marks the start of expanding the last stretch of Highway 21 in Brazos County to 4 lanes. Construction between FM 974 to Democrat Road is expected to last through the summer of 2014. TxDOT has no plans to continue the divided highway into Madison County. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody. Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information. Maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's certainly going to control our weather, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine across the area as we head through today. We're probably going to see temperatures right around 80 to 85 degrees this afternoon. Should be mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will fall back, probably to about 65. Tomorrow we're going to be partly sunny. Highs are probably going to make their way up to about 80 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Scattered showers possible Sunday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's right. If you happen to be the airlines, might want to have a word with you. You see, two-thirds of U.S. Americans are overweight. Oh, okay.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah, and about half of them are overweight and classified as obese. Okay.
Okay.
Or they'd be.
Come on. Y'all boys.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah.
It's mixed master Scott.
So there you go.
Wow.
So it's not off base to say that holiday airline traveling is going to be a tight squeeze, so to speak.
Oh.
For passengers who don't easily fit into those carriers' policies, you see, the folks at airfarewatchdog.com recently put together a chart of more than a dozen North American airlines and their varying policies for passengers. So here's the information. Okay, we'll call them larger passengers.
Yeah, I mean,
United Airlines. United passengers need to demonstrate they can put down the seat's armrests and have them stay down. If this is not possible, they will be required to buy a second seat. Doesn't matter if the passenger is seated next to a friend or a family member. If you don't purchase that second seat at the same time as the original seat, you could be paying the more expensive walk-up fare at the gate. So, Delta has no requirement for purchasing a second seat, but airline staff may request that you change seats or wait for a flight with available seats. Again, if you're traveling as a family, it might not work. Thus, Delta recommends that people who cannot risk being bumped to that later flight go ahead and buy the second seat at the time of the original. Southwest. Oh, we love the people at Southwest. Because, you know, they pretty much just told it like it is more than once.
Yep.
If you'll remember, back in 2010, it was Kevin Smith, who is a film director. Southwest has probably made the most headlines for either requiring passengers to pay for a second seat or do something else. Southwest asked passengers who do not fit in the 17-inch between the armrests to proactively book the second seat at the same price. American Airlines asked customers who are unable to fit into the single seat, unable to properly buckle their seatbelt with the extender.
when you ask for an extender, I'm just saying, or unable to lower both armrests without encroaching, to address their seating needs when booking the original reservation. Address the seating needs. Hey, now, do you know Ryanair? Have you heard of them? They're over in Europe. They're not here. They want to sell standing room seats. Can you imagine that?
In an airplane?
Can you imagine?
The European flights aren't as long as our flights.
Yeah, I understand, but you're standing, and how about turbulence, you know? Yeah, I mean, you're right. In most cases, it's just kind of a hop, skip, and a jump from one country to another. But nonetheless, they're looking at that.
Good grief. This whole story is making me experience turbulence in my belly.
There you go. They fly 737-800s. They're much like Southwest in that they just have one kind of airplane. And they get thousands of people from European point A to European point B every day.
So they're like an air train.
Yeah, they are. They're not known for luxury. Their seats do not recline. There are no in-flight magazines, and the flight attendants are constantly hawking everything from smokeless cigarettes to the girls of Ryanair calendars.
Can you count SkyMail as a magazine?
SkyMall?
SkyMall.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, that's but again, doesn't everybody need a fake rock to hide their house key under?
Oh, I thought you needed a dual action weenie roaster and hot dog bun toaster.
Of course. Well, those are
a cat box shaped like a house plant.
Yeah, any of those things. They've got them all. But if Ryanair CEO has his way, the last 10 rows of his planes will be available to budget-minded customers who don't mind standing during the flight as long as they get a cheaper ticket. The standing room-only scheme doesn't jive with European safety regulations, but the CEO made it pretty clear that he thinks the regulations are okay. Those regulations are pretty lousy, and that the people who make them are idiots. The CEO said that if one of the planes crashes, everybody's going to die anyway, so what's the point of whether you're wearing a seatbelt or not? I like that.
Wow.
I kind of like that.
Attaboy.
Man.
Yeah. Now, remember, Ryanair is also the same airline that a few years ago began offering, X-rated movies in flight. Because nothing says classy airline like, showing training films. To your loyal business men.
Sorry.
Ryanair is also, that's all right, famous for
I think I've actually written on Ryanair.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't see any films.
Okay. Now, Ryanair also famous for the failed plan to charge passengers to use the toilet on their flights.
I remember that.
Yeah. At one time, the CEO had proposed removing the toilets altogether and replacing it with more seats. They've got a different view over there. They do.
Who runs Ryanair? And what country are they from?
I don't know where they're based. We got, if only there were a way that you could look that up.
All I know is I had a piece of pizza and 3 donuts for breakfast. So this whole last
morning?
Story, yeah. So I'm feeling a little bit like, I probably shouldn't have done that.
3 donuts?
No, it's a little powdered donuts.
Oh, is that are those yours?
Yeah. Help yourself. They're still yummy, even though they are expired.
I was going to say.
Have some. They're old.
Hey, they were given to me yesterday.
By?
By.
I mean, a friend or what?
A family member.
Oh.
Was not the hobo. I'm not related. Just want to put that
out
there. I'm
of.
Not related to the drunk in my alley.
That you know of.
Okay, so it's like, hon, here's some donuts. They're expired, but I'm sure they're still good. Is that where we're going with that? Oh, okay. All right.
That's along the lines of, oh, God, this smells horrible. Smell this.
You know what? If you had been, if you'd ever been a grad student, you would understand.
Well, that's, I understand.
Oh,
the,
sure. Insult our intelligence.
There you go. All right.
Insulted my breakfast.
The top DVD sales for last week. So you can be like everybody else. Number 3 is Madagascar 3. Number 2 is Disney Fairy, Secret of the Wings. And number 1 is The Campaign. Those are the DVD sales. As far as rentals are concerned, number 3 was, what is it?
Medea's Witness Protection. Police car.
Well,
trying
to
get it right.
That's Tyler Perry, right?
Yes.
It is.
Because he doesn't have enough money.
No.
Number 2 in the rentals was Madagascar 3, and number 1 is That's My Boy. Do we know anything about That's My Boy?
Apparently it's not a girl.
That was the Adam Sandler movie where he comes back as like the hard-drinking party animal and finds his grown son.
Once again, an Adam Sandler movie that takes us to a higher level.
Yep.
Man, nothing like playing to the lowest common denominator.
Yep.
As far as new in the movie theaters this weekend, it's James Bond, Skyfall, the only new movie opening this weekend. And since it's already pulled in about $320 million dollars during the last 2 weeks overseas.
Wow.
It seems likely that the Daniel Craig movie will do extremely well at the box office.
He hates it.
He does. Well, he hates being James Bond.
Yeah,
I know.
Hates it.
He's already locked in for another two movies, I think.
Yep.
And he feels like he'll be typecast. But I think he's probably a good enough actor. He will be able to go ahead and do other stuff after this. But again, this is an edgier James Bond.
I like it.
Yeah, this is not a nice guy. He's not a nice guy.
Because if I'm not mistaken, who wrote him? It's not Alistair McLean, is it?
Who wrote the...
James Bond. Because I've read a couple of the books, and he's a little darker in the books.
Yeah, that's true.
Fleming.
Eric Fleming?
Ian.
Ian Fleming. That's it.
Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming. There you go. Huh. Yep, he did. What, do you know Ian Fleming?
No,
they went to school together.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happens. Lincoln, again, still in limited release, but it opens wide, I think, next Friday. I think that one's going
to
be pretty
curious
good.
To see that one.
Yeah, well, Daniel Day-Lewis is a pretty good actor.
He does and so Sally work. Fields.
Yeah, boy, and she got fat for the movie.
Have you seen her in that?
No, I haven't. Literally,
you double take it because you think to yourself, is that Sally Fields?
She's a chubby little girl, huh?
She looks like Mary Todd.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that was the whole idea.
That's the goal.
Yep, a judge in Ohio has ordered a woman to prepare Thanksgiving dinner.
According
to the Canton Repository, that's the name of their newspaper. That's kind of cool.
Better than Depository.
46-year-old Valerie Rogers will make roast turkey with all the fixings for a police officer that she injured.
Good for her.
Yeah, the she ran over him.
No,
as
I'm
a matter of fact.
No, I'm talking about why Kevin. Good for her. No,
making her cook. Good for her.
Yeah, Eric Metz. Mertzloff was directing traffic during the Canton Marathon when he ordered Miss Rogers to stop, but she just kept right on going, made a left turn anyway, right into the officer. He was knocked on his back and hospitalized.
Wow.
Pled guilty to assault, failing to comply with an order or signal of a police officer, failure to stop after an accident. That's not even good.
Does he want to eat food made by her?
Well, that's
a
good
great
thought.
Point.
Yeah, she may end up winning when it's all said and done. But yeah, that's what the judge said is she's got to cook dinner for the officer and his family.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40, with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. That's us. About 10 minutes still. Don't forget we'll have Texas A&M football tomorrow. 2:30 kickoff. Pregame show starts an hour before that.
With Dave and Dave.
That's right. The Aggies take on Alabama. All right.
Hey,
so
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. So before you accept that date, find out if the person has a dog.
Why?
What the breed might say about them.
Oh, personality profile.
Yeah, this is from Glamour Magazine. Mm-hmm. Glamour Magazine.
So it's got to be true.
Yeah, has some dog style profiles. If the owner has a Chihuahua, these owners like to pick a fight. They have a competitive nature. Those are yappy little dogs.
Yes, they are.
What I want to know is about people who have dachshunds,
well,
Scott.
Well, you know, dachshunds is not on the list, which I find very interesting. miniature poodles. Obsessed with appearance, this date is likely high maintenance and dramatic. Relationship will top out at 3 months. Labrador Retriever, loyalty knows no bounds. This date will be on the playful side and laid-back, long-term potential's good. Beagle, this date makes for a great best friend, but may be stubborn and probably likes to drink. Okay. Because they have a beagle, they like to drink?
I see you have a beagle. We'll be made for each other.
Is that wonderful? Golden Retriever, the All-American sweetheart and ultimate catch. They're happy and kind and usually pretty smart. Pitbull, yeah. People cross the street to escape their path, but the rough exterior masks a loving personality. They may be on the cautious side and take their reputation very, very seriously.
Very interesting.
A sheepdog. Nobody in Texas has a sheepdog.
No.
Very, very few. The date takes his or her career seriously, but also loves to play. German Shepherd. You'll be in good hands with his mysterious protective date. If you like someone in control, this date is a good long-term potential.
So. Until they bite your ankles.
Well, or higher. Because they're German Shepherds. So. All right, nothing suggests fall and winter quite like nutmeg and cinnamon. Of course, Kat, starting next week, will have a different recipe for us every day. I know y'all
look forward
to that. Hey, she went right with it. Some of our favorite spices can actually help protect us from colds and flu. They help to boost our immunity. Thyme has been found to, that's thyme, T-H-Y-M-E.
As in parsley, sage,
and? That's right, has been found to fight off and shorten the length of colds. Sage tastes great in stuffing and gravy, and it helps to boost your memory.
Really?
So, hey, yeah, take a teaspoon of that every day.
Oh, God.
Cloves, they smell amazing, contain antibacterial compound that kills germs. Cinnamon lowers cholesterol and is loaded with antioxidants. And nutmeg, it soothes the nervous system and reduces stress and blood pressure. So, how you like that?
Interesting.
Stuff you didn't know about them.
A spoonful of sage?
Yeah, helps the medicine go down.
Golly.
Yeah. Police in Birmingham, Alabama, responding to a report of a woman shot in her SUV on Thursday morning, found her bloody and slumped body over the wheel of the vehicle at the intersection. She was not shot, however. Police said she was just drunk, and she was still dressed in a Halloween costume.
No.
which appeared to be that of a bloody, pregnant zombie. I don't know if the pregnant part was hers or the way that it was. Massachusetts Judicial Supreme Court has agreed to hear the appeal of a non-religious family that's challenging the mandatory daily recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, here we go again.
In their children's classroom, the family, who are secular humanists, aren't we all? Claims the phrase "under God" in the pledge is a violation of the state's constitutional ban on religious discrimination. In June, a lower court ruled against the family, saying the required recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance was not discriminatory because it did not uphold one religion over another. The family thus appealed and will now gain a hearing in the state's highest court. Don't we have more important things?
Stop it!
Yeah,
the
battle to remove "under God" from the pledge has been a long and unsuccessful one. Michael Newdow, who is from California, argued for the removal before the U.S. Supreme Court. 2004, he had no luck doing that.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop RuralTepecans.com.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see. Ryanair is headquartered in Dublin, Ireland. So there you go.
Oh, that makes sense. It sounds like a fine Irish aircraft.
Yeah, it's scientists have found another planet to add to the growing list of potential homes for life. Researchers recently spotted three new planets circling around HD 40307, a mere 42 light years from Earth. One of them just far enough from the star that it would possibly have liquid water on it. So it's being called a super Earth because it's seven times the size of our home planet.
Oh, good grief.
Let's see.
Wow.
Get to the speed of light. We'll see you in 42 years, and then you're there.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Pope Benedict XVI may have sent his first tweet last year from a Vatican Twitter account, but the pontiff is now gearing up to get his own personal handle. Yeah. Hashtag Pope. I mean, is that how you do it? Benny 16? What do you do?
Yeah, not Benny. Yeah.
Okay. A source says the Pope will start tweeting from a personal account on Twitter by the end of the year. The Vatican official said he will be sharing opinions and church news via the social network. So they're not going to do like a church bulletin anymore from the Vatican. He'll tweet it out for you.
Could be holy tweet.
Yeah. Could any of those things. I kind of like Benny 16, though. That might work.
I was thinking R.H. God.
Yeah, that could, you could do that. And, here you go. Daylight saving time. Remember that happened last weekend?
Yep.
It's a great thing. Could only happen twice a year. Thanks to past weekend's daylight saving time, an Ohio man was arrested for two separate drunk driving incidents at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah. Niles Gammons was first pulled over by a cop when he was spotted driving a car the wrong way in an alley. He's pulled over at 1:08 a.m. by the officer who reported that he reeked of booze and had glassy eyes. Gammon's blood count, blood alcohol content was measured at over the legal limit. He was arrested for drunk driving. After being transported to jail, he was issued citations and released. Then the time change happened. Then again at 1:08, exactly 1 hour after the first stop, a cop was driving his patrol car in the city parking lot when a vehicle backed out of a spot rapidly and nearly collided with his cruiser. He pulls him over. There he is. It's Gammon's again. So exactly 1:08, and then again at 1:08.
That's just sad.
It is, but again.
That's hilarious.
Well, he'll always remember this daylight saving time, if nothing else. Hey, if you happen to like The Killing, I don't know if you guys ever watched that. I really enjoyed that show.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah,
is that?
Well, The Killing was an AMC show that lasted for two seasons, 26 weeks, where they just investigated one murder.
Oh, yeah, I watched one of those. Yeah, those were cool.
Yeah, it's based in Seattle. It's really good. Anyway, I got canceled.